I'm Leigh Esses,
and we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In June, we're discussing the four-letter words of the writing process. Those are scary words like edit and read and show versus tell. In July, we take a look at marketing and how you can make money with your books.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
This is AMEN, the Alpha Male Entertainment Network. Broadcasting from Humidor 1A in the Cigar City of Tampa, Florida, USA. Welcome to the Cigar Dave Show, your weekly excursion into the world of cigars, spirits, and diversions. The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave. This is a special presentation of the Cigar Dave Show. America at war with the Chinese virus. With the latest intel, here's the Global General, Cigar Dave.
We are also at war with the Chinese Communist Party. President Xi Jinping, enemy of America, enemy of the world, enemy of global health, enemy of the global economy, now enemies of Hong Kong, and enemy of India. The Chinese Communist Party passing a ruling this week, a national security law to essentially take over Hong Kong 25 years earlier than permitted under the agreement with the UK 23 years ago. The Chinese Communist Party, they never let an agreement get in the way of doing what they want. We'll get to that. India and China skirmishing along the Chinese and Indian border. President Xi Jinping and the Chinese Communist Party getting very, very brazen, very bold, very brash, while the world deals with the effects of the Chinese Communist Party Wuhan virus. We will get to that. I have my comments on the death of Minnesotan Sergeant Steve, who, by the way, lived in Minneapolis, programmed one of the talk stations in Minneapolis, Minnesota. What do you call someone from Minneapolis? A Minneapolisite? I don't know.
Minneapolisian?
No, somebody, like I'm from Buffalo originally.
Yeah.
It's a Buffalonian. If you're from Tampa, I say you're a tampon, but really it's Tampanian.
Mm-hmm.
But what is somebody from Minneapolis?
I don't know if I ever knew a name for that.
Minneapolite, you betcha.
Yeah, probably.
Minnesotan. All right, close enough.
I mean, I'm from Lima, Ohio. We were known as Limaites.
No, Lima beans.
Yeah, well. Or Lima, as most people try to pronounce it.
Lima, yes, Lima beans. Fantastic. Well, this past Monday, a tragic death of George Floyd. You have seen the video by now. Officer Derek Chauvin had his knee on Mr. Floyd's neck, on his carotid artery, for 8 minutes. Watching it was beyond appalling. Luckily, Officer Chauvin has been arrested. Now, unlucky for George Floyd, who died. Life ended, cut short, because of blatant police brutality. I will get to that a a little bit later on. I've got loads to discuss on that, loads of opinions. And many of you that are police officers, you're not going to like what I have to say, but the truth hurts, and you know it. We'll get to that later. But between all the Chinese Wuhan virus and all the other nonsense going on, the enemies of America, the Chinese, their antics, let's start the show on a lighter note, shall we? Now, last week, Nassau County Executive Laura Curran was conducting a press conference, outdoor tennis courts in Nassau County on Long Island. And the subject was playing tennis, specifically to remain safe from the Chinese Wuhan virus. What you should do with your balls, your tennis balls. Hit it.
Unless they're from the same household, has to bring their own tennis balls so that you don't touch other people's tennis balls. With your hands. You can kick their balls, but you can't touch them. I'm going to blush. Sorry. Of course, if you're playing with someone in your household, you can touch those tennis balls. To avoid confusion between whose balls are whose, you can use a marker, like a Sharpie, to mark out to put an X or put someone's initials on them.
Hold on a second. I have a Sharpie in my hand, one of these giant ones. I mean, this is called the Super Sharpie Mega, and the harem is now going to be lining up here at Command Center Alpha, and they want to mark their balls. So I hope there's enough room for all 32. Good thing I have big balls. So they're going to mark their initials on my balls, my tennis balls, so as there is no confusion. That was absolutely.
But doesn't the Sharpie terrible. Rub off on those balls of steel?
It's permanent, so maybe not. That's a good question. No, they're titanium, so I'm not sure how it works on titanium. But we will find out. But good thing I have the Super Sharpie in my hand. She could not even keep a... Sergeant Steve, hit that one more time. I mean, I was rolling in laughter.
Unless they're from the same household, has to bring their own tennis balls so that you don't touch other people's tennis balls with your hands. You can kick their balls, but you can't touch them.
Kick their balls.
Ow! Of course, if you're playing with someone in your household, you can touch those tennis balls. To avoid confusion between whose balls are whose, you can use a marker, like a Sharpie, to mark out to put an X or put someone's initials on them.
Unbelievable. Classic. I mean, the mere fact that a county executive has to talk about initializing your balls, your tennis balls, that is. But if you're in the same household, you don't have to worry. But never kick your balls. No, she said you can kick your balls, but don't touch the balls. Nobody, I mean nobody, is going to be kicking my balls of steel. And, in fact, right here at Command Center Alpha, I have in front of me, right underneath my iMac computer. In fact, I'll take a picture of this, and we will send that out. I have a set of balls of steel. Now, it says drink coolers with a cause. Actually, you put these in the freezer, and then you drop them in your drinks. But I keep them right in front of me because, as you all know, I have nads of steel, titanium nads, and it is vital, very important that as alphas we make sure our balls not only are properly initialized and never kicked, especially when playing tennis, but at any other time of day, especially with the harem, we prefer them to be gently caressed and pleasured. All right, before I continue, as always, let me extend to you my Long Ash greetings and salutations. A Long Ash snappy salute, semper delectatio, always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America great again. Make masculinity great again. Again. Screw the enemies of pleasure. Screw the enemies of America, the enemies of the world, the Chinese Communist Party, and screw the Chinese Wuhan virus. Now, let's talk about very quickly here some other items that are extremely important before we get into some more serious items. In Europe, Switzerland, you may not realize this, but just like in parts of Nevada, prostitution is actually legal. I did not know it was legal in Switzerland. I knew it was legal in the Netherlands. I did not know that, as the great Johnny Carson would say. I did not know that, Ed. I did not know that. Swiss sex workers have been out of work for the past couple of months because of the Chinese Wuhan virus. You've heard of Kama Sutra? Now there is the Coronavirus Sutra. Swiss sex workers are attempting to get the government to allow them to open up their brothels once again. And they are actually creating a group representing the sex workers called Pro-Kori, P-R-O-K-O-R-E, Pro-Kori. They are imploring Switzerland to lift the lockdown on prostitution as a matter of urgency, citing that Switzerland's prostitution hole is currently being filled by clandestine courtesan rings. Now, they have put a manual together on how to conduct safe operation, safe sexual maneuvers, safe sexual liaisons. So they have their guidelines. Now, while there is no scientific evidence as to proper sex positions, in their guidelines, they are stating that, number one, that all hookups will be limited to 15 minutes. The brothel must keep a record of the customer's contact info for a full month. Additionally, the rooms will be washed, the bed sheets washed, made sure they're all sterile, temperature of at least adequate enough to kill the virus, and requiring the prostitutes, the call girls, to wear face masks while working. And in terms of sexual positions, they are suggesting permitting only two sexual positions to avoid the spread of the Chinese Wuhan virus, doggy style and reverse cowgirl. Yeehaw! Now, reverse cowgirl, listen, pleasurable, doggy style, bow wow. But I am wondering, what about the pile driver? If the client, the male client, wears a mask, can he conduct the pile driver permission? If they're both wearing masks, would that be permitted? No word on that. So I will keep you abreast, no pun intended, to see if the Swiss brothels, after drawing up their safety guidelines, and whether the doggy style and reverse cowgirl positions, the only positions to be approved when the lockdown is lifted, we'll see if they are able to resume sexual pleasure liaison maneuvers in the Swiss houses of ill repute. That's not ill repute. What the hell? Prostitution should be legal. That's what I say. All right, people say, well, wait a minute. You know, I'm married. I don't pay for it. And my answer is, if you're married, trust me, you're paying for it way the hell more than a single guy. Guaranteed. Oh, and by the way, if you don't have a prenup and you get divorced, you are paying big time. What do we always say here on the Cigar Dave Show? What's yours is yours. What's hers is yours. Make sure you have a prenuptial agreement. Sergeant Steve, do me a favor. Let's post. We did a show, an entire hour, on the importance of prenuptial agreements and the various items that must go into that. Let's make sure we go ahead and repost that at CigarDave.com towards the top of the page. I think that would be very, very critical at this time, because I'm hearing that some people are saying, well, during this lockdown, I've really, with my girlfriend, now we're going to make it official. We're going to get married. Make sure you have a prenuptial agreement. Listen to the five star. Now, here's something else. Talking about marriage. In Kuwait, it is legal for Muslim men to have up to four wives at any one given time. You can marry four women at any one given time pursuant to traditional Islamic law. It's a beautiful thing. You can have up to four. And when you're done with one of them, I think you just clap your hands three times, say I divorce you three times, and it's done. Bye-bye. However, the Chinese Wuhan virus taking its toll on those Kuwaiti men that have multiple wives. Abu Othman, like thousands of Kuwaiti men, has struggled to split his time between two wives living in separate homes amid Kuwait's strict lockdown to combat the coronavirus. Mr. Othman, 45 years old, two wives, 10 children between them, said, my life has become so complicated. I'm constantly on the move between them, stressing he could never choose one wife over the other. My question is, you have two. Why don't you get two more? Have four. Variety is the spice of life. Big lockdown. Actually, the lockdown expires today in Kuwait, but under the curfew, residents allowed to shop for food only once every 6 days. They have to electronically get permission. Otherwise, they may leave home for two-hour evening walks. Those who break the rules, which includes a mandatory use of face masks while outside the home, can be fined as much as $16,000, jailed for up to 3 months. But the Kuwaiti government, in response to the appeals of thousands of polygamists, thousands of men with multiple wives, they are easing the restrictions on movement. They introduced electronic permits to men married to more than one woman for women for 1 hour visits twice a week. Listen, that's all you need to see the other woman. Hey, how you doing? Let's bang, bing, bang, boom. Okay, I'm done. I'll see you in another few days for another hour. That's all you need. Now, it is a strict Muslim requirement that men treat all their wives equally and fairly. So you have to bang each wife appropriately. I mean, if one gets shtup 4 times a week, the other should get shtup 4 times a week. Just how it should be. While they live in separate homes, you can't neglect the other wives. Very, very important. So I feel the pain. I can see Bill Clinton. I feel your pain. I do. I feel your pain. You can only see your one wife. You have to be with your one wife, but you can only see your other wives for an hour, twice a week. That is terrible. He goes, it's horrible. I got to see Hillary every damn day. It is just brutal. Just brutal, I tell you. Kuwait, responding properly. Now, I would like to see, I think the appropriate thing would be for the men of Kuwait who have more than one wife, they can go ahead and see those wives multiple times. I say, look, you can have 1 day with this one, another day with this one, or a half day with this one, a half day. You should be able to split the day. A little variety. You know, you want one, let's say one has a nice rack and you're in the mood for a big rack, boom, banger in the morning. You want one in the afternoon and maybe he's got a nice ass, boom, banger in the afternoon. Maybe wife number three's got a big rack and a big ass that you like. Boom, boom. Shtup her on another day. If you got four dames, four wives, you should be able to service them all, and they should be able to service you. That is the only decent, humane thing. All right. Now, let's get to some serious business here. Sarah Bennett. All right. What we saw took place in Minneapolis on Monday, the death of George Floyd by Officer Derek Chauvin and three other Minneapolis police officers who did nothing while Officer Chauvin had his knee on George Floyd's neck, his carotid artery, restricting his blood flow to the brain, restricting his breathing. All for what? George Floyd was accused of passing off a counterfeit $20 bill. Now, here's the thing about that. You can get a counterfeit $20 bill and not even know it. I've gotten one from a bank. I remember one time I was going and I said, wait a minute, this doesn't look right. Good thing I counted it before I left and checked it. And I said, this doesn't look right. And I noticed something on the $20 bill. And I can't remember what it was offhand. But I looked and I said, as I'm walking out, I turned back around. I said, wait a minute. I think this is a phony $20 bill. And sure enough, I gave it to the teller. She called her manager. They looked at it. Sure enough. I said, listen, you just passed a fake $20 bill. That's against the law. If I would have done that, you gave that to me. If I would have done it, I would have been in big trouble. Apologize. They said they're going to call the police or Secret Service, which handles that. They said, we're going to immediately contact them. You are totally correct. Now, I have no idea if Mr. Floyd knew that he was passing a counterfeit $20 bill or not. That's not the point. Now, if you want to talk to him, you want to inquire if he knew about it, fine. Now, there is video of him released where he was put in handcuffs. There were two officers. He wasn't running around. He wasn't fleeing. He wasn't resisting arrest. He was standing there. So I'd like to know how he got from standing to the next thing you know, he's on the ground with Officer Derek Chauvin brutally putting pressure on George Floyd's neck. Now, I know every American, black, white, every religion, every race, everybody is outraged with what they saw. Absolutely unacceptable. It was beyond repugnant, beyond illegal. Now, Mr. Floyd, his life is over. He was killed. He was blatantly murdered. And yesterday, as you all know by now, Officer Derek Chauvin was charged with third-degree murder and manslaughter. Frankly, I thought it should have been first-degree murder. He's sitting there with his knee on there, and you could tell he was getting jacked up, the adrenaline flowing by this thug officer. Oh, and I'll get to thugs in a minute. And let's for one second, because I know that President Trump yesterday tweeted about the thugs, and they are thugs, that were looting and destroying property, setting buildings on fire in Minneapolis. What is the definition of a thug? A brutal ruffian or assassin? Gangster. Here are some synonyms. I'm thinking about that cinnamon roll that one of my coworkers, colleagues, had outside in the commissary earlier this morning. Some synonyms for thug: bully, gangster, goon, hoodlum, hooligan, mobster, mug, punk, roughneck, ruffian, rowdy, toughy. British, a yob. Mick the Brit would know. You're a yob, mate. That has nothing to do with someone's race. A thug can be white, black, Asian, Mexican, Irish, British, you name it. There is no one set of, whether it's race or nationality, that is a thug. It can be anybody. It describes their actions. Was Officer Derek Chauvin's action thuggish? You're damn right. Just like all the actions taken by the rioters, the looters that destroyed property, set Minneapolis on fire a couple of nights ago, they were thugs too. But what Officer Derek Chauvin did, unacceptable. Now, this is unfortunately not the exception to the rule. Now, I know that most broadcasters, most presenters such as myself, many news people will say 99.99% of all law enforcement is great. I disagree with that. I don't believe it's 99.9% that is great. It is far lower than that. I would tell you today, there is probably 20 to 30% of officers that are in police forces, state police, local police, whatever the case may be, sheriff's departments, that are big-time problems. Many of them are psychopaths. Many of them become police officers for the power. Gives them a big feeling. You see these guys wearing shirts too tight, all bulked up on testosterone. I see it all over the place. I've talked to numerous chiefs, deputy chiefs, that have told me, off the record, we got problems. They want to weed it out. Any officer worth a damn knows the problem. They want to get those officers out because they put them, the legitimate officers that do their job properly, correctly, politely, they put them in a bad light. We'll continue around the corner.
The General is always on Twitter, delivering breaking news, giving you the latest intel on cigars, and battling the enemies of pleasure. Chat with the General now at Cigar Dave Show.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low birth weight.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day, and we knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday night from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
America's Alpha Male with Nads of Steel, the General, Cigar Dave.
What we saw that took place Monday in Minneapolis, absolutely unacceptable. We have seen this over and over, and I don't care if it is done, perpetuated upon somebody that is black, white, Asian. The race makes no difference. The result does. And when we see blatant brutality and violence against a citizen, against a person, you can arrest somebody, but if you start terrorizing them, murdering them, assaulting them, it is a big problem, especially when the person arrested is not resisting arrest, is not conducting any violent pushback. Now, I'm going to tell you, as I started telling you before the break, I believe 20 to 30%, probably a quarter, 25, let's just say 25 to 30%. That's really what I believe of the cops in the United States are dirty. And when I say dirty, I mean that they are violent. They are brutal. I believe that many of them are psychopaths. And I know many cops listen to us, and they're probably not happy with me, but I also know that many cops I've spoken to have said, General, we know who the problem children are. And unfortunately, we can't weed them out. Well, you better start weeding them out. And there is no doubt in my mind, we've seen a change in police officers the last 30 years. Many of the newer police officers that are coming in, they're all jacked up. They're juiced on testosterone. The big weightlifters, they wear the shirts that are two sizes too small. These guys love the feeling of power, the feeling of authority that they would never get anywhere else. I'll give you a perfect example. About 4 years ago, 5 years ago, I happened to be where Command Center Alpha is located. And there was a Tampa Police marked vehicle on the property. And so, and it was there for a while. So I went up and just, his window was rolled down. I said, "Hey, how you doing? What's going on? Anything going on?" And he looked at me and said, "It's none of your business." Now, the first thing should have been, "Yeah, we got something going on," or "Eh, nothing really, whatever. There's just, you know, I'm just writing a report," or "No, we're just, you know, just around just to make sure there's nothing going on. We got some calls around." Now, who knows? I could have assisted him. He may have said, "Hey, you know, we were looking for this or that." I could have assisted him. And I said, "Well, there's no need to be, you know, curt or rude. I'm just asking." He went off on me and he said, "Let me tell you something. If you don't like what I have to say, you better step back or I'll arrest you." And I said, "For what?" I said, I'm not trespassing. In fact, if anything, you're trespassing on our property." And he gave me a look and said, "I don't like your attitude." I said, "Well, that makes two of us." I said, "So before you start mouthing off," and I told this directly to him, I said, "I was very polite and asked, what's going on? Is there anything going on around? Very unusual to have a police car in the driveway." And then finally he said, "No, actually, we're just taking a little break." I said, "Well, that's all you needed to say." Now, this guy, let me give you a portrait of what this guy looked like. Okay, probably about 6'2", probably about 250, bulked up, the big guns, the big, when I say guns, not the actual Smith & Wesson revolver. It actually were his big muscles. Definitely juiced up on testosterone. You don't get muscles that big unless you've got the testosterone. You could tell by the veins bulging out of his head. Now, the old days, you'd see a cop, they knew who you were. You had a rapport with them. What's going on? What's happening? We don't see that today. In fact, I have maintained that what we need to see more of, cops that walk the street, that know the neighborhoods, that know the residents, that have a rapport with the neighborhood. We don't see that anymore. We have seen cases over and over where police, they feel they're disrespected. They feel that somebody's copping an attitude, and they love to show their authority. 25% to 30% of the force cops are bad. They need to be weeded out. Here in the Cigar City of Tampa, there was a DUI. The guy, cop that ran the DUI ring was dirty as the day is long. Setting up people, setting up, but I know one person personally, it was a big case. That's not the case many of you may know, but I'm not talking about that. Somebody was pulled over, blew a 0.0, hadn't had a drink. They looked and said, "Well, we still have suspicion. We're going to arrest you." It was a political hit, a political takedown. They arrested him. He blew 0.0 20 minutes later. Not only did he blow, they did a blood alcohol test, 0.0. Long case, umpteen years, cost this person probably $20,000, $30,000. Long story short, when it was revealed that the head of the DUI unit was setting people up, cases were tossed, as probably another 40, 50 cases were tossed, and I believe there was a settlement in that case. It stayed very quiet. What we saw with Officer Derek Chauvin is not the exception to the rule, unfortunately. There was an Alabama. There was an Indian, a gentleman from India visiting his son, walking down the street, and I think it was in his 50s, 60s, if I'm not mistaken, and a police officer came in, and I can't remember what the stop was for. It was really innocuous, and the next thing you know, he pushes the 50, 60-year-old person on the concrete in very serious condition. We got a lot of brutal thug cops out there. And there is no doubt in my mind that Officer Derek Chauvin, arrested for third-degree murder and manslaughter yesterday, He was absolutely in a zone of ecstasy. You could see the way he had his hand on his hip. He was very relaxed while he's putting pressure on George Floyd's neck. And you cut off the circulation of the carotid, you're done. It's over. Extremely dangerous. You restrict blood flow to the brain, you can cause death. That's exactly what happened. And Derek Chauvin, that thug officer, looked very relaxed, very calm. His knees on there, hands on his hip. You could tell the adrenaline was flowing. 8 minutes. Meanwhile, you had people around saying, he can't breathe. And even George Floyd said, I can't breathe. 30 seconds would have been too long for this. But 8 minutes? And what about the other officers? They all should be charged as accessories to murder. They're watching. They had this one officer look like he was an Asian of Asian descent. Turn around. He's about 7-8 feet away, holding the other people back, or the bystanders, the witnesses. And people are pointing to him. He can't breathe. Look what they're doing. He looked over and then just looked back. All three of the other officers, none of them did anything. They're all dirty cops. There's a ton of dirty cops in this country. And I don't give a damn right now if many of you that are cops are saying, well, not all of us are dirty. You're right. But it's up to you to get rid of the dirty cops. Just like there are physicians that are bad physicians that are incompetent. And they get weeded out. If you got bad pilots in an airline, they should be weeded out. All the bad apples in your profession should be weeded out. You know who they are. And I can tell you that watching this, to this day, it's 5 days later, I'm more enraged than ever. Because we have a huge problem in this country with dirty cops. And many of you that are police officers may not like what I have to hear. But you know damn well the truth hurts. You got a lot of cops out there that are cops for one reason. It gives them a sense of authority. They would never get that sense of entitlement or authority in any other job. This gives them a feeling of power. When a cop pulls somebody over, I'll say 30-40% of the cops out there, they love doing it. Now, I know a couple of cops that say, listen, we pull over, you know, if it's not blatant, okay, we give a warning. You know, we want to make sure things are safe. But there's guys, they relish. They relish pulling someone over and getting into it with somebody. They relish it. Why? Because they're either juiced up on testosterone, their adrenaline starts flowing. This is what they get off on. It's not a surprise that one of the big hidden problems in law enforcement, the number of police officers who beat the hell out of their wives and girlfriends. Now, it's a little secret amongst law enforcement, but it's true. Talk to anybody. They'll tell you they know who the ones that are the problems are. We see this often, but it stays very quiet. And to those of you that are good officers, I commend you. But it's up to you to weed out these problem officers. You can't tell me that the Minneapolis Police Department, that other officers didn't know that Derek Chauvin was a problem child. In fact, he was. He had, I think, about 10 or 11, maybe even a dozen complaints written up against him over the years. But how disgusting, how repulsive is it to see three other cops staring at Chauvin putting his knee on George Floyd's neck, doing nothing? Not one of them saying, hey, Chauvin, back off. Pulling him and grabbing him and saying, back off. Enough. Not one did. They all should be charged as accessories to murder. They all should be going to the big house. Now, let's just say hypothetically, George Floyd did resist. Okay, he's on the ground. And I don't believe he did. There's nothing that says that that is the case. But he's on the ground, subdued. Why do you have a knee to the neck? Okay, if you're really worried he's on the ground, great. Put your hand on his back and just say, look, till we get this sorted out, whatever. But why does it take 8 minutes to put a suspect in a car and take him down to the station? Tell me that. Answer that question. And then yesterday when I hear the Democrat county attorney, district attorney, saying, well, there may be evidence that clears the office. Are you kidding me? There's nothing of the sort. All you need to do is look at that 8-minute video. 8 minutes, he's got his knee on there. Look, there are great cops out there. But I'm not going to be one of these guys that say 99.9% of the cops are great, because they're not. There's 20 to 30% that are problem children. You know it if you're a cop. I know it. And your fellow officers know it. They know who the bad cops are. They know who the problem children are. They know who the cops that are going to explode. Now, people say, cops may say, well, look, you know, we're in a stressful situation. I don't disagree. I don't disagree. But part of being a professional is that you must maintain your composure. You want to arrest somebody? If they resist, fine. Okay. You subdue them to the point where they are not resisting, put them in a car, take them down to the station. But when you have a person on the ground that can't move for 8 minutes, Officer Derek Chauvin should have been charged not with third-degree murder and manslaughter, but first-degree murder. Frankly, I think I don't. Sergeant Steve, do they have the death penalty in Minnesota? Probably not, but do they? Democrat-controlled state. But if they do, he should be given the death penalty, period, pure and simple. End of discussion. It was blatant murder in my estimation, first degree. Got off light, third-degree murder. Now, every American that I know, everybody, I don't care your color, your religion, your nationality, everybody that watched that video, beyond perturbed, beyond disturbing, beyond distressing, beyond unacceptable. What also is unacceptable is when you have protesters that turn into violent, raging thugs that are looting buildings, stealing from businesses. Many of them are black-owned businesses, so who are you hurting? You're hurting your fellow community members, the businesses that serve your community. You're hurting them. And then setting buildings, police stations on fire? I'm sorry. When President Trump said that those are thugs that are doing that, that is thuggish behavior. And a thug does not refer to someone's race. It refers to their actions, pure and simple. End of discussion. There are black thugs, white thugs. There are thugs from all over the world. You name it. A thug has nothing to do with a person's skin color. Zero. It refers to their actions. And there is absolutely no doubt in my mind that the actions we saw from those protesters, in fact, many of them, were not from Minneapolis. I saw a video of people from that community imploring, begging these other violent looters to stop, saying, you don't belong here. This is our community. Get out. Peaceful protests should go on as long as they want. But when it devolves into looting, into rioting, into destruction, desecration, fire, that's the end of being Mr. Nice Guy. Now, the governor should have known. He said, well, we didn't realize it was going to get that tough. We thought it was going to be peaceful. Well, you know how you ensure that? You make sure you have the National Guard out there. And you absolutely make sure that you are prepared. End of discussion. Now, when we come back, we'll play Mayor Jacob Fry. Talk about a wussified beta. Talk about a leader that should be leading. Let me rephrase that. The mayor should be leading. He's not a leader. And when we come back, you'll hear exactly why. He had a little breakdown. If you're the mayor, you're the governor, you better step up and say what happened, what took place to George Floyd, unacceptable. Law, the legal authorities are going to deal with it. End of discussion. You want to protest? Protest peacefully. But we're going to tell you right now, this is not going to devolve into violence, into looting, into arson. Period. End of discussion. You're forewarned. Peacefully protest all you want. We have no problem with it. But if it devolves into violence, we're going to put a crack to it. End of discussion. When we come back, we'll play what Mayor Jacob Fry had to say. And if you're in law enforcement, you got a problem with what I said, CigarDave@CigarDave.com. Shoot me an email. Tell me what you have to think. And by the way, if you want to anonymously just send me an email and say, look, there are problems. Here's what needs to be done. I will respect your confidentiality and privacy, as they say in Great Britain. But what we saw took place Monday by Officer Derek Chauvin, unacceptable. We need to weed out the bad cops in this country. There are plenty of them. There are plenty of good ones, too. But I'm sorry. You have 20 to 30% of cops that are bad, that are violent, that are in it strictly to be big shots and flex their authority that are psychopathic in their nature, they must be terminated.
Never miss a minute of the show when you download the Cigar Dave mobile app. For Apple, Android, and Kindle devices, you can listen to our 24/7 continuous stream of the latest show or download the recent podcasts to listen to anytime on your mobile device. Get the Cigar Dave mobile app in the App Store. Search Cigar Dave.
America is under attack. Basic freedoms, privileges, and acts that we would normally take for granted are disappearing each day, including the simple ability to enjoy a cigar. This is Glenn Loop, Executive Director of Cigar Rights of America, CRA. At a time when elected officials should be thinking about education, public safety, and creating jobs, they are actually thinking about smoking bans, new taxes, and regulations of historic proportions on premium cigars. The cigars that provide us with pleasure, relaxation, and fellowship are under attack. We have to stop it. That's why Cigar Rights of America was created, to work for a new political day for cigar enthusiasts across America, to roll back restrictive laws and defeat onerous taxes and regulations that impact everyone from your local cigar shop to your personal humidor. For the price of a few great cigars, be a part of this effort to protect your right to enjoy a cigar without excessive taxation and cumbersome legislation. Go to CigarRights.org. Let's tell the government we've had enough. Join now, CigarRights.org.
In 2020, we have been delivering fantastic cigars to all members of the Cigar Dave Officers Club. And for May, we've got a fantastic selection entitled the Rocky Patel Sampler. We're featuring two Rocky Patel Edges and a Rocky Patel Sun Grown. First of all, the Rocky Patel Edge Light. It uses a magnificent Connecticut Ecuadorian shade-grown wrapper. It's a mild, mild medium cigar, creamy with a little bit of sweetness. Then the Rocky Patel Edge Corojo, fuller, more personality, bold with a wonderful Nicaraguan wrapper. And finally, the Rocky Patel Sungrown, medium in body with an Ecuadorian wrapper, Brazilian, Dominican, Nicaraguan fillers, a very balanced cigar. Become a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club and get three cigars shipped to you in a Cigar Dave Officers Club pouch. $22.95 per month, and you get amazing cigars. Go to CigarDave.com right now, click on Officers Club, and join the Officers Club today.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Life. like a mighty oak, standing in the face of gale force winds of political correctness. It's the General Cigar Dave.
Now, I use the term thugs to describe the looters and rioters that not only broke into businesses in Minneapolis, but also torched buildings and one of the Minneapolis Police Department precincts. They are thugs. That does not refer to a race. The Chinese Communist Party and Xi Jinping are thugs. They're thugs for their actions in Hong Kong. They're thugs for their actions against the Chinese people, their brutal regime. They are thugs for what they have done to the world with the Chinese Wuhan virus, keeping the true effects and the severity of the Chinese Wuhan virus under wraps. And the World Health Organization was complicit. And I'm glad to see that yesterday President Trump said we are terminating our relationship with the World Health Organization. And I'm sure that means we're going to defund or no longer fund the World Health Organization and send big checks. Let China pick up the slack. Oh, I'm sure Dr. Phony Fauci is beyond himself. Got to be apoplectic, I'm sure. Now, Mayor Jacob Frey, the mayor of Minneapolis, when there is a situation such as what took place with George Frey being murdered by Officer Derek Chauvin on Monday, you know the city could melt down. Tensions are high. You have to be a pillar of strength, like a mighty oak in the face of gale force winds, just like General Patton. You didn't hear General Patton breaking down and crying. Well, let's take a listen to how Mayor Jacob Frey reacted at his press conference a few days ago.
I believe in Minneapolis. I love Minneapolis. And in believing in our city, we must believe that we can be better than we have been. We must confront our shortcomings with both humility as well as hope. We must restore the peace so that we can do this hard work together.
Someone get him a crying towel, please. In fact, better yet, let's get him Arlie Ermey.
Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon.
And, of course, there was President Trump put out a tweet yesterday. I think it was in the early hours of Friday morning. Yeah, I think it was like at Friday at 1 in the morning, something like that, tweeting out that the thugs are dishonoring the memory of George Floyd. I won't let that happen. Just spoke to Governor Tim Walz, told him that the military is with him all the way. Any difficulty, and we will assume control. But when the looting starts, the shooting starts. Thank you. And, of course, Twitter had a problem with that. Oh, you are making the term thug violent, and so on and so forth. And, again, the mayor hit back saying weakness is blaming others in time of crisis. Talk about weak. Look at the mayor, Mayor Mamby Pamby, crying. Mayor Jacob Frey, boo-hoo. How about growing a set of ads like I've got right on me and right in front of me, balls of steel, and saying we are going to lead what took place against George Floyd by Officer Derek Chauvin is unacceptable. Chauvin should be tried and convicted. And by the way, you want to protest, fine, but don't you dare get violent in the city of Minneapolis or we'll put an end to it. Instead, boo-hoo, I'm a little crybaby. Pathetic, wussified, weak beta. Hour two of the Cigar Dave Show is next.
Hour one of the Cigar Dave Show is now complete.
There's time to refresh your cocktail.
As the General will return in 7 minutes.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Dave Show.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Marches and rallies took place across New York City's five boroughs today, just one of many cities that have seen protests all day long, from Los Angeles to Atlanta, from Minneapolis to Phoenix, Chicago, a number of cities, and they have turned violent in a lot of respects. New York City especially, seen a lot of police cars being set on fire, a lot of confrontations between police and protesters. Meanwhile, police lines are pushing people back as much as they can. U.S. authorities say they're seeing more acts of violence targeting law enforcement. The Department of Homeland Security officials held a news conference today saying that they, following the fatal shooting of one of the agency's security officers in Oakland last night, a second officer was critically wounded. The officials say targeting any officer is an act of terrorism. The Falcon 9 rocket carrying two American astronauts inside the Dragon capsule lifted off as scheduled this afternoon, launching the first astronauts into orbit by a private company. It was also NASA's first human spaceflight from U.S. soil in nearly a decade. President Trump was on hand for the historic flight.
Today, as we gather in this special place to celebrate not only the launch of a new spacecraft, but also our nation's bold and triumphant return to the stars, it's a special day.
Meanwhile, the rocket built by Elon Musk's SpaceX company thundered away from U.S. soil with two Americans on board for the first time in nearly a decade. Republican Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri, Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz of Florida, separately announcing this week they're both working on legislation to strip Twitter of federal protections that ensure the company's not held liable for what's posted on its platform. They began work on legislation following Twitter's decision to add warnings to two tweets by President Trump this week. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. I come from the doctor's clinic this morning, 28 staples out of my knee, and I am not taking painkillers. Why? Because I don't need to. I'm taking relief factor. Yes, it's a triple dose, but it doesn't have any negative side effects, and I am doing just fine, thank you very much. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking relief factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com, and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. That's truly remarkable. To be liberated from your pain for less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Go right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. This is your opportunity to be the next success story.
It's going to cost you more if you want to use UPS.
The surcharges on large shippers to account for increased traffic on its package delivery network during the pandemic. United Parcel Service said surcharges within the U.S. will start Sunday and add 30 cents per parcel to ground and SurePost deliveries and $31.45 to oversize items. The fees target high-volume shippers who are sending more packages through UPS than they did in February. The move follows surcharges that UPS began imposing on international shipments in April. John Scott reporting.
German flagship airline Lufthansa agreeing today to compensate to a compromise that is worked out between the government and the European Union, overcoming a major hurdle toward final approval of a $10 billion bailout from Berlin. Check out more breaking news, read more analysis. You can find them both at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A deeply divided Supreme Court rules on church reopenings.
The High Court refused Friday to allow churches in California and Illinois to reopen during the coronavirus pandemic with more worshipers than state plans allow. Chief Justice Roberts, who cast the deciding vote in the more consequential California case announced just before midnight, said choosing when to lift restrictions during a pandemic is the business of elected officials, not unelected judges. He was joined in the vote by the court's four liberal justices. The court's four most conservative justices said they would have granted the request because the state's new rules likely violate the Constitution's protection of the free exercise of religion. Patrick Frost reporting.
A Utah judge blocking a concert protesting coronavirus restrictions, siding with county health officials who say the event that was expected to attract thousands of people could, in fact, worsen the pandemic. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This ad is not from HUD or FHA and was not approved by HUD or any government agency. Consumers remain responsible for property taxes, homeowners insurance, and home maintenance. Premie is an equal housing lender. This is not a commitment to lend. Rich Pinnell Branch Manager, NMLS number 1067640, PRMI NMLS 3094.
Let's talk about reverse mortgages for a moment. If you're 62 or older and have equity in your home, a reverse mortgage could be a tool for your retirement. For those cash-strapped retirees or those looking for an additional source of income, this is the answer. A reverse mortgage could eliminate your mortgage payment. Another benefit, extend the life of your existing retirement cash. A reverse mortgage isn't for everyone, but when you call Rich Pinnell of Primary Residential Mortgage, Rich can counsel you to see if this is a fit for you. If it fits, then life just got easier for you. You see, Rich Pinnell and Primary Residential Mortgage specialize in reverse mortgages. Rich's experience in this specialized field is why so many people have benefited from a reverse mortgage. Call Primary Residential Mortgage. They're happy to help. 530-722-4579. Or go to richforreverses.com. That's rich, the number 4, reverses.com.
This is AMEN, the Alpha Male Entertainment Network. Broadcasting from Humidor 1A in the cigar city of Tampa, Florida, USA. Welcome to the Cigar Dave Show, your weekly excursion into the world of cigars, spirits, and diversions. The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave. This is a special presentation of the Cigar Dave Show. America at war with the Chinese virus. With the latest intel, here's the Global General, Cigar Dave.
The reason you could not go to church for Easter, you could not travel to family for Passover, is because of the Chinese Wuhan virus. The reason that we can't enjoy travel for the summer the way we always have, go to Disney World, go to amusement parks, go to a movie, go to the mall, go to one of the giant buffets in Vegas, although I have not been to a giant buffet in Vegas, but if you want to do that, you can't. Why? Because of the Chinese Communist Party, the Chinese Wuhan virus. They kept things under wraps. They lied not only to the world, but the World Health Organization was a co-conspirator. And the director of the World Health Organization, Tedros Ghebreyesus, complicit, a stooge for China. And yesterday, President Trump said, enough is enough. Enough is enough. We're terminating the United States' relationship with the World Health Organization. He said the agency has not made greatly needed reforms. He is right on the money. Thankfully, we have a president that has the giant nads to say, we're not going to be taken advantage of. We're the ones footing most of the bill, and yet China, which has four times the population that we do, five, whatever it is, they're paying a small percentage, yet the World Health Organization is backing everything that China says, hook, line, and sinker. Unacceptable. And I say what China, the Chinese Communist Party, has done is unacceptable. The Chinese Communist Party is the enemy of the Chinese people, of the world, of America. They have destroyed the economy, destroyed the health. Those 100,000 Americans that have died because of the Chinese Wuhan virus, don't point the finger of blame at President Trump. There's only one finger to point to, one direction, towards China, the Chinese Communist Party. President Xi Jinping or Premier Xi Jinping and his Chinese Communist Party are solely responsible. They didn't curtail travel to the rest of the world. They miraculously curtailed travel within China from Wuhan, yet they allowed the disease to spread unabated by allowing Wuhanians to travel across the world, to Italy, to Europe, to the United States, to Australia, to Africa, to South America. They did nothing. Now, I'm telling you right now, according to Kamala Harris, I am a racist. Why am I a racist? I'm not a racist, but according to her, I am. She has introduced a resolution condemning all forms of anti-Asian sentiment as related to COVID-19. By the way, that COVID-19, the most fabricated, politically correct line of BS I've ever heard. COVID-19. COVID-19. Chinese Communist Party Wuhan virus. That's what it is, and that's what we say here on the Cigar Dave Show. Now, she is saying that Chinese virus is hate speech. Anti-Asian sentiment includes referring to the virus that originated in Wuhan, China, as the Chinese virus, Wuhan virus, that is racist. Kung flu, that is racist. Senate Resolution 580 has co-sponsors with Kamala Harris, including Senator Pocahontas Warren of Massachusetts. Actually, she came out of her teepee to co-sponsor it, and Crazy Maisie Hirono of Hawaii. Don't you remember Crazy Maisie? All you men should just shut up. Interesting. When Joe Biden is accused of sexual harassment and a form of rape, Crazy Maisie has nothing to say. Against Kavanaugh, all the men should shut up and we should just believe the women accusing Kavanaugh. Crazy Maisie, Pocahontas Warren, and kooky Kamala Harris. Senate Resolution 580 states that if you use any forms of anti-Asian sentiment related to COVID, you are a racist. So, Chinese virus, Chinese Wuhan virus, Chinese Communist Party Wuhan virus, Kung Flu, you are a racist. Okay, so if that's what they think, I'm a racist, fine. I'm just a racist against the Chinese Communist Party and Xi Jinping. I have said all along, the Chinese people, they're great people. There are about 1.49 billion people, Chinese people, that would love to live in freedom. They would love to have the Chinese Communist Party removed. They would love democracy. You got to remember, the number of Chinese Communist Party members, even though supposedly it's 100 million, if you're going to do any business in China, by default, you have to become a member of the CCP. There's really 1,000 people that run the Chinese Communist Party and maybe about 50 that really make a difference, 10 to 50 that make a difference. It is not racist in any way, shape, or form to call the virus what it is, the Chinese Wuhan virus. Now, let's talk about hydroxychloroquine. I told you several weeks ago, we spill the beans on the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease at the NIH, the National Institute of Health, Dr. Phony Fauci, or as I call him, Leonardo da Fauci, the brilliant Dr. Leonardo da Fauci. The man is a genius. The man is brilliant. Everything he says, we should just believe. Dr. Fauci stated hydroxychloroquine, it's only empirical evidence. We don't know. We don't know for certain. It's only empirical. We need a double, triple, quadruple blind test. And then we need to peer review it and do 50,000 more tests. Yet, he was ecstatic. He was ecstatic when Moderna Pharmaceutical said that they have completed phase one trials of their vaccine against the Chinese Wuhan virus, and it showed promising results. Now, how many people were in that phase one trial? And remember, when Moderna made that announcement, The market jumped, exploded. Fauci said this is a great development. How many people were in that trial? 100, 1,000, 10,000, 50,000? 45. 45 people. Now, if that is not anecdotal, I don't know what is. But Fauci, meanwhile, when it comes to hydroxychloroquine, which has been used by physicians on the front line to good results, nope, not results. And we saw a study from the Veterans Administration that said that using hydroxychloroquine didn't prevent their death and it exacerbated things. How many people were in that supposed study? 35. 35 elderly veterans that were already sick. And what we know, if anything, from hydroxychloroquine is that you need to start treatment early. Hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and azithromycin for any secondary bacterial lung infection. But the entire liberal media and Fauci and every single Lib Dem said, oh, this is dangerous. This is a terrible drug. We're killing people. Squealy Neely Cavuto of Fox News. Talk about another one that's gone off the deep end. Squealy Neely. You're literally President Trump taking it as literally killing you. He's killing people. Another fraud, Squealy Neely Cavuto. The drug, hydroxychloroquine, has been around for, what, 60, 70 years? And they said, well, you know, it could cause heart issues. Great, you monitor that. You watch those things. And we saw, what was it, last week, all the major newspapers, hydroxychloroquine shows no virus benefit, raises death, according to new study. And it was a study that was in The Lancet that looked at 96,000 patients. And it basically stated that administering the drugs could actually increase risk of dying from the Chinese Wuhan virus. Well, as always, the dumbass liberal stream media, you have to remember, most members of the media, they are dumb lemmings. They will just follow the leader wherever it takes them. I can tell you, I know many TV people. Many people, they're great. They're smart. They're on top of the game. But the number of TV presenters, or newsreaders, as I call them, with gravitas, I can count on probably one hand, maybe two. They are virtually non-existent. Here's a little tidbit. You may not realize this. When a TV anchorman or anchorwoman, when they come on for the evening news, they have a teleprompter. There is a script in front of them, so they can look at the TV camera, making eye contact with you, and the teleprompter scrolls, and they read the script off the teleprompter. Now, they have a script in front of them as a backup, but in the old days with Walter Cronkite, before teleprompters, they used to read it, look down, and then look up. I'm looking down and looking up. I'm taking my glasses, looking down and looking up. That's how it used to be. Then teleprompters came around, you could look right in the camera. Do you realize that in every newscast in this country, they even write and script out the names of the TV anchors because many TV anchors are too stupid to remember their own name? So they have to say, good evening, I'm Billy Bob Smith. Good evening, I'm Gail Jones. Good evening, I'm Jim Johnson. They literally write it on the teleprompter. They can't do what I do and sit here for 2 hours and pontificate and postulate and present arguments and facts in a very succinct manner. Everything they have is written. That's why most TV people that come on to try and attempt to be a presenter in the talk radio format, they fail because they cannot hold a contiguous thought, a contiguous statement, let alone for a minute, or 20 minutes, let alone for even 30 seconds. So these newsreaders get handed a study. Do they bother even looking at the study? Do they bother even reading? And the answer is no. Niet. Nada. Negative. So the study in The Lancet, what was it? It was what's called a meta-analysis. A meta-analysis is very different than a study. All a meta-analysis does is we're going to look at 96,000 patient records, which is what they did, or an amalgamation of 100 studies and maybe 30 people in one study for whatever reason. I mean, they could be an average age of 95 plus. They put them on hot hydroxychloroquine, didn't help, died. Okay, there you go. Hydroxychloroquine contributed to their death. Where nothing could be further from the truth. A meta-analysis is not a true study. They just look at all these other facts. They look at other data. They look at other studies. But they don't have a trial or a study that says, okay, let's break it down by age. Let's break it down by level of sickness. When did we catch things? When did we find these things? So all of a sudden, the media reports and says, big new study, hydroxychloroquine, no benefit to the Chinese Wuhan virus, and in fact, actually raises the risk of death. Well, as I said to you, using fact, Dr. Phony Fauci, Leonardo De Fauci, knew since 2005 that hydroxychloroquine and chloroquine was effective against the SARS coronavirus. How do we know this? Well, I've got in my hand the study entitled Chloroquine is a Potent Inhibitor of SARS Coronavirus Infection and Spread. We posted it on the website several weeks ago, published August 22, 2005 in Virology Journal that is published by the National Institute of Health that Dr. Phony Fauci works for. Not one reporter has since asked him about that. Now, here's something interesting. Also on the NIH website, just posted a research paper by Science China Life Sciences. It was received on April 23rd. It was accepted as a research paper on May 12th and published online May 15th. I just dug this up. Again, this is on the NIH's own website. Headline, low dose of hydroxychloroquine reduces fatality of critically ill patients with COVID-19. Let me read you the abstract, and you make your own decision. Corona, and by the way, when I use the term coronavirus or COVID, that is because it is what is written on the paper. I'm not going to change that, even though we all know it's the Chinese Communist Party Wuhan virus. And here are the authors of this study. Bo Yu, Chen Li, Peng Chen, Ning Zhao, Luyin Wang, Ji Li, Huling Zhang, and Dao Wen Wang. They're all members of, let's see, some division of cardiology, Department of Internal Medicine at Hubei Qi Laboratory of Genetics, so on and so forth in Shanghai and Wuhan. So these are credible physicians. Here is the abstract. Coronavirus disease 2019, COVID-19 is a pandemic with no specific drugs and high fatality. The most urgent need is to find effective treatments. We sought to determine whether hydroxychloroquine application may reduce the death risk of critically ill COVID-19 patients. In this retrospective study, we included 550 critically ill COVID-19 patients who need mechanical ventilation in Tongji Hospital, Wuhan, from February 1, 2020 to April 4, 2020. All 550 patients received comparable basic treatments, including antiviral drugs and antibiotics, and 48 of them were treated with oral hydroxychloroquine treatment, 200 milligrams twice a day for 7 to 10 days, in addition to the basic treatments. Primary endpoint is fatality of patients, and inflammatory cytokine levels were compared between HCQ and non-hydroxychloroquine NHCQ treatments. We found that fatalities are 18.8% in the hydroxychloroquine group, which is significantly lower than the 47.4% in the non-hydroxychloroquine group. The time of hospital stay before patient death is 15 days, and that's the average, and 8 average days for the hydroxychloroquine and non-hydroxychloroquine groups, respectively. So, they conclude that data, and this is what they say in the last sentence, these data demonstrate that an addition of HCQ on top of the basic treatments is highly effective in reducing the fatality of critically ill patients of COVID-19 through attenuation of inflammatory cytokine storm. Therefore, hydroxychloroquine should be prescribed as a part of treatment for critically ill COVID-19 patients with possible outcome of saving lives. Have any of you heard of this report being publicized? Has the media reported on this legitimate study? Has Dr. Phony Fauci, Leonardo De Fauci, stated anything about this. No. Why? Because it doesn't fit their narrative. It doesn't fit their endgame. Remember, to the end, to them, the end justifies the means. And if the end means they can make Trump look bad, take down President Trump, even though hydroxychloroquine may very well benefit Chinese Wuhan virus patients, they don't care. They would rather keep it quiet because, number one, the end justifies their means. They want to get rid of Trump. And let's not forget, Dr. Phony Fauci has a vested interest, whether it is by getting continuous funding or continual funding by some of the pharma groups that are working on a vaccine, whether it is his name on some sort of treatment, getting a patent, meaning he gets some cash, cha-ching, as part of that. There's always an end game. Follow the money. And what did I tell you about the cocktail of hydroxychloroquine, which is a generic medication, azithromycin and zinc? All generic, all cheap, $20. Big Pharma's not making billions of dollars on those medications. Dr. Fauci or any other researchers not making big bucks. And what did we say, by the way, about Remdesivir. I want to make sure I always confuse that. Remdesivir. And initially, I said I wasn't sure what the treatment was going to cost. Well, we know what the treatment is going to cost for remdesivir, which, by the way, they showed that has a minimal effect. Maybe for those people that recovered, instead of a stay of 14 days, it reduced it to 10 days. But they didn't show any big results like they did with hydroxychloroquine. So remdesivir, how much? Remember, I just told you that the drug cocktail, the generic cocktail of hydroxychloroquine, zinc, azithromycin, $20. $20. Remdesivir, $20. Think again. $50? Not even close. $200? Higher. Remember the old Price is Right game, higher, lower? Let's play that game. $400, higher. $600, higher. $800, higher. $1,000, yes, $1,000. And remember, that's still not a final figure. It could be more than that. There are some Wall Street analysts that suggest that Gilead Sciences should charge $4,500, even though the United States taxpayer helped in the development of remdesivir. Our tax dollars in grants were given to Gilead Sciences, yet they are going to reap all the benefits of it. Remember, there's always the end game. Don't think for a second. Do not think for a second that there is, that cash doesn't play into it. It certainly does. And talking about Big Pharma, we're screwed. The Chinese control our antibiotic supply. 90% of the world's supply of antibiotics come from Chinese factories. You name the penicillin, amoxicillin, it all comes from China. In fact, the last remaining penicillin factory was in East Syracuse, New York. I went to Syracuse University, Bristol Myers Squibb. They had a big factory, 50 buildings, because you have to actually grow penicillin. You have to grow the mold. Closed in 2004, 2005. Gone. We are screwed. Time to wake up, America.
Get the latest cigars, hand-picked by the General, each month, delivered straight to your door. When you join the Cigar Dave Officers Club for just $22.95 a month, you'll receive 3 premium cigars in a customized Ziploc Cigar Dave pouch. To join, go to CigarDave.com.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low birth weight.
Shasta College has been a vital part of this community for over 70 years. Look around. You probably know many of our successful graduates serving our community in high-demand, high-growth fields like nursing, law enforcement, accounting, communications, and agriculture. Summer enrollment is happening now. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply to enroll for the summer semester. Classes start June 8th. Looking for a transfer? Save money and time by spending your first 2 years at Shasta College before you transfer to a university. High school students, summer is the perfect time to earn college credit with no tuition cost. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply.
No tuition cost. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
And secure supply of pleasure sticks available for the general to enjoy, and Chinese virus sanitation maneuvers performed. It's time for National Cigar Lightation Maneuvers.
The May 2020 Officers Club selection is the Rocky Patel sampler that features 3 fantastic cigars from Rocky Patel: the Rocky Patel Edge Corojo, the Rocky Patel Edge Sun Grown, and the Rocky Patel Edge Connecticut. And I have pulled out the Connecticut. If you like a cigar that's going to be creamy, mild to medium bodied, very smooth, maybe some notes of sweetness, then the Rocky Patel Edge Connecticut is the cigar for you. And I have pulled out a beast of a cigar because I want a ton of cigar pleasure. So I have pulled out the Rocky Patel Edge Connecticut Battalion. It is a magnum-sized cigar, 6 inches in length, with a 60 ring gauge, which means it is 60/64ths of an inch in diameter. So 60/64ths, let's just call it an inch in diameter, shall we? It's a beast of a cigar. It's wrapped with a mild Ecuadorian Connecticut wrapper, beautiful tan wrapper. Features five-year-age Nicaraguan and Honduran Lajero long fillers. Very, very pleasant, very nice. Rocky Patel started with the Edge, then the Edge Corojo, then the Edge Light, the Edge Connecticut. It is a great cigar. Suggested retail is about $9 for this Battalion. Also comes in a 7.5-inch by 52 ring gauge double Corona, a Robusto, a Toro, and a Torpedo. Fabulous cigar. It is going to be so pleasurable to enjoy a cigar. I have not had a cigar all week. I've been too busy. And as I say, if you can't have a cigar, you're way too busy. So I'm way too busy, but enjoy. I cannot wait to get to this because when the palate is fully rested for an extended period of time, in this case, over a week, you can be sure that I will savor every nuanced note and every nuanced taste, the aroma that surrounds me. I will be in cigar paradise.
Cigar-altering and highly sharpened leaf-exposing device.
Self-sharpening double-edged stainless steel guillotine in my hot little hand, ready to go.
Maximum BTU flame-throwing and heat-producing apparatus.
I've just fueled up the Cigar Dave CCK. This is called the Chinese Communist Killer. Listen to that. Just listen to that. This is an absolute blowtorch. If I had Xi Jinping in front of me, I go, like, use my litation device, pull up the gas, hit the igniter, he's gone, he's vaporized. The people of the world would be rejoicing. The people of China would be rejoicing. It is time to eradicate the CCK with my Chinese Communist Killer litation device.
Cigar pre-litation checklist complete. No faults detected. Area clear of all enemies of pleasure. Approval to go throttle up in 3, 2, 1.
Beautiful, perfect cut on this Rocky Patel Edge Light Connecticut Battalion. And here comes the CCK. Let me lower the flame. I don't want to eradicate or vaporize this beautiful Rocky Patel Edge Light cigar. Gently toasting the foot of this stick. And again, I don't want the flame to touch the foot of the cigar. Shouldn't touch the wrapper, shouldn't touch the filler. I want heat to cause combustion, not the actual flame itself. All right. I'm now toasting the foot of the cigar. I will now puff and rotate. Again, cigar is at about a 40-degree angle from my mouth. I've got the litation device. Just the heat causing combustion as I puff and rotate. Very nice. Let me blow on the foot of the cigar. I have a perfect amber glow. It is fully lit. There will be no canoeing or any irregular burn on this cigar. Let me take a few puffs here. Very creamy, a little sweetness. Mild to medium, but still with ample flavor.
Scotch, bourbon, and beer. Commence thirst-quenching libationary maneuvers.
Well, I've selected a wine that is not going to break the bank. It's going to be about a $15, $16 wine, depending on where you go. But I wanted something that would be complimentary to this Rocky Patel Edge Light Connecticut. Mild to medium, sweet. I needed a wine, a libation that would pair up nicely. I've selected from Talbot Vineyards in the Monterey region, the Talbot Calihart Chardonnay from 2018. The Calihart Chardonnay, very, very fruit forward, probably their most fruity wine in the Talbot Vineyards collection, and I'll talk about that in just a moment, but let me first go ahead and pour that. And as I swirl it around here, It's an exceptionally refreshing Chardonnay, very fruity on the nose. Some tropical notes, a little vanilla. As I say, cheers. Let me take a sip. Oh, my, it is delicious. Nice notes of some fruit, some berry, some spice. Got a unique finish, too. Almost like a berry. Let me take another sip. Very delicious. Let me talk about Talbot Vineyards. Very interesting. You may have heard of Robert Talbot Holding Company. Robert Talbot moved to Carmel in 1950 to start a luxury tie company. But while overseas buying silk, he learned about the wines of France and had a dream of using Burgundian techniques on wines in California, make their own California wine. So they began in late 50s to the 1970s. They planted their Sleepy Hollow Vineyard, 1972, Santa Lucia Highlands. Makes great, produces great grapes. In Carmel Valley in 1982, they planted their first grape at their Diamond Tea Vineyard, Mountaintop Valley of Carmel. They opened a tasting room in 1989, and the wines have been pumped out ever since. They make wonderful Pinot Noirs, but their Chardonnays are fabulous. And I will tell you that this Cali Heart, very, very nice. They have some other ones that I would like to try as well. In fact, they have one called the Diamond Tea Chardonnay that I would like to get my hands on. And, in fact, next visit to the People's Republic of California, while I mostly go to Napa, I love Carmel. I will absolutely have to visit the Carmel Monterey Vineyards because the Chardonnay grapes grow in a very nice, moderate climate. And when you think of Carmel, think of Monterey, cool, that sea fog, perfect climate conditions to grow Chardonnay grapes. Very, very nice, pleasant wine that goes beautifully with my Rocky Patel Edge Connecticut. Now, speaking of the Cigar Dave Officers Club, let me tell you about the June selection. And here's the good news, is that May does not end until tomorrow. So you have today and tomorrow, if you would like to become a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club, to get the June 2020, which is the Macanudo Inspirado sampler. Now, Macanudo from General Cigar, always known for incredibly mild, tasty, beautifully balanced cigars. The original Macanudo is a classic. You can never go wrong with a Macanudo. If you're a mild cigar connoisseur, you like a medium cigar, even if you like full-flavored cigars but want just a very satisfactory, tasty cigar, you can never go wrong with Macanudo. It's a beautiful stick. Well, General Cigar, several years ago, said, we are going to create a line extension of Macanudo and do some unique things with some unique tobaccos, unique wrappers. So they created the Inspirado line, the Inspiration. And the Macanudo Inspirado comes in four different line extensions, but we are going to feature three for the June 2020 Officers Club selection. The Macanudo Inspirado White, the Macanudo Inspirado Orange, and the Macanudo Inspirado Black. The Macanudo Inspirado White features an Ecuadorian Connecticut wrapper, same wrapper that's on this Rocky Patel Edge Connecticut, Indonesian binder with fillers from Nicaragua and the Mexican San Andreas region. It's a mild to medium-bodied cigar. The Connecticut Ecuadorian wrapper is aged 6 years, just a loaded with flavor, smooth, earth, spiciness, but very sweet, very complex. That is the Macanudo Inspirado White. The Macanudo Inspirado Orange, for those of you that are looking for a medium to full-flavored cigar, the orange delivers using a Honduran wrapper, Honduran binder, and fillers from the Dominican Republic, Honduras, and Nicaragua. Definitely a more complex, spicier cigar. And then the Macanudo Inspirado Black, a Connecticut broadleaf Maduro wrapped cigar, Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper, Nicaraguan Esteli filler. It is a very unique taste because when you talk about a Connecticut broadleaf, you're talking about a sweet wrapper. But you combine some of the Ecuadorian Sumatra binder and the Nicaraguan Escalí, you've got yourself some sweetness, some peppery spice, some bold, rich taste. Three very unique cigars. It is the Macanudo Inspirado Sampler featuring the Macanudo Inspirado White, the Macanudo Inspirado Orange, and the Macanudo Inspirado Black. You have until tomorrow at midnight Eastern time to join the Cigar Dave Officers Club. $22.95 per month. You get three great cigars shipped to you in a Cigar Dave Officers Club pouch. It always is a unique experience every month, because sometimes you can get cigars that are going to be mild, sometimes that are spicy, from different manufacturers. But the Macanudo Inspirado, a perfect representation of what the Officers Club is. There's a mild to medium cigar, a medium to full, and a medium to full, full plus cigar in there. So it allows you to experience nuanced taste, explore your taste buds. Great way to enjoy beautiful cigars. So go to CigarDave.com, click on Officers Club. $22.95 per month gets you the latest and greatest in the world of cigars. Membership is month to month. There's no long-term contracts. If you want to get the Macanudo Inspirado Sampler for June, you've got until tomorrow, midnight Eastern time. You will love the cigars that we ship. I personally select them with all the manufacturers. So go to CigarDave.com right now. Join. I guarantee you will thank me. You'll say, "General, thank you so much. My palate appreciates it. My cigar connoisseur experience has been elevated, all thanks to you and membership in the Cigar Dave Officers Club."
The General is now on Instagram. Follow him for pictures of the latest cigars, libations, and what he's enjoying during the show.
That could be interesting, and we'll have to block out some faces.
Go to Instagram and search Cigar Dave.
In 2020, we have been delivering fantastic cigars to all members of the Cigar Dave Officers Club. And for May, we've got a fantastic selection entitled the Rocky Patel Sampler. We're featuring two Rocky Patel Edges and a Rocky Patel Sungrown. First of all, the Rocky Patel Edge Light. It uses a magnificent Connecticut Ecuadorian shade-grown wrapper. It's a mild, mild, medium cigar, creamy with a little bit of sweetness. Then the Rocky Patel Edge Corojo, fuller, more personality, bold, with a wonderful Nicaraguan wrapper. And finally, the Rocky Patel Sungrown, medium in body with an Ecuadorian wrapper, Brazilian, Dominican, Nicaraguan fillers, a very balanced cigar. Become a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club and get three cigars shipped to you in a Cigar Dave Officers Club pouch. $22.95 per month, and you get amazing cigars. Go to CigarDave.com right now, click on Officers Club, and join the Officers Club today.
Hi, this is Rocky Patel. I'm here with my brother Nish and my cousin Nimish, and we're talking cigars. Guess what? They want me to vote on what my favorite cigar is. It's tough, but I'm going to go with the Decade. I love it. It's rich, decadent, and smooth.
Rocky, you know what? The Decade's a great cigar, but the 15th anniversary, that's the cigar. That celebrated your 15 years in business, and I got to tell you, it's my favorite.
You know what, Nish and Rocky, you both are wrong. The best cigar is Freedom by Rocky Patel. This cigar delivers a lot of spice, a lot of flavor, and in my opinion, it's the best cigar we make.
As usual, we can't agree. But guess what? There's a great cigar for everyone. I promise you, nobody works harder than we do to make you a great quality cigar. Come visit us at RockyPatel.com.
Surgeon General warning, cigars are not a safe alternative to cigarettes.
The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to ReadingCivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. Enjoy lidded beverages throughout the auditorium at every show. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to ReadingCivic.com to learn more.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Patriotically made in the USA, America's alpha male-in-chief, Cigar Dave.
Well, if you'd like to envision a picture of what American cigar retailers could look like if we do not fight excessive taxation along the way, just look to our neighbors to the north in Canada, eh? Perfect example, outrageous cigar taxes. It was announced this week that the Sol Casa del Habano, which is owned by the Cuban government Habanos, Sol Casa del Habanos retailer in Montreal will be closing permanently tomorrow, May 31st. The Casa del Habano in Montreal has been open for 25 years, a 2,000 square foot store and lounge that opened its doors in 1996. Every major Cuban cigar brand is featured at Casa del Habano. They don't sell Dominican cigars. They don't sell Nicaraguan cigars. They don't sell Honduran cigars. It is only Cuban cigars. So any cigar you want to get your hands on, a Cuban cigar, you go to a Casa del Habano, they've got it, legit product. But they are closing. They said that business has actually been good at their Sherbrooke Street West location in Montreal, but they said that the decision was made to close in January prior to the Chinese Wuhan virus. Now, there are 118 Casa del Habanos around the world. Some are subject to various taxation. Some higher, some lower. You go to Spain, tax is relatively low. Canada, on the other hand, big time difference. Let me give you a perfect example. At the Casa del Habano in Montreal, a Monte Cristo No. 2, which is a torpedo, very, very popular cigar. That cigar retails for $49.50 Canadian dollars. That is $35.50 U.S. dollars. $35 for a Monte Cristo No. 2. Now think about that for a second. Is that better than a Davidoff? Is it better than a Monte Cristo from the Dominican? Is it better than a Padron? Absolutely not. No way. Yet, people still want to buy it, but $35.50 because of the taxes. A Cohiba Siglo 6. I remember I was in Toronto probably 20 years ago, when I bought a box of Cohiba Siglo 6s at the time. I still have about two-thirds of the box properly aging. At the time, I think I paid U.S. dollars, I think it was maybe $15 a stick, 16. Now with the taxes and everything, 70 U.S. dollars. Absolutely ludicrous. $70. Now, when you look at the provincial taxes, for example, in Ontario, the provincial tax on cigars is 56.6%. Then you have the regular sales tax, which can be 7 to 10%. Then there's a federal excise tax. Do you want to go into a retailer today, a cigar that cost you, let's say, $8 today? If you were in Canada, it would cost you probably $16, $18. We must fight the enemies of pleasure. We must fight excessive, unruly taxation. Otherwise, we'll end up like Canada. And Canada is a disaster. In fact, you want to go get a cigar, for example, let's say a Padron 1964 that would cost you maybe $16 here in the U.S., probably going to cost you $30 in Canada because of the outrageous taxes. Here's something else outrageous coming to us from Canada. John Tory, the mayor of Toronto, proclaimed Menstrual Hygiene Day. This was Thursday. Declared Thursday to be Menstrual Hygiene Day in the city of Toronto to help break the silence around menstruation. And he said he was proud to support the Period Purse and their continued work to end the stigma surrounding periods. Now, I never knew that women's periods had a stigma. Sergeant Steve, have you ever heard of a mass uproar against women's periods? I never have.
I have not.
No. So let me go ahead and quickly read you the proclamation and try to, I'm going to try to keep a straight face and not fall off my chair, my cushy, comfortable, very orthopedic chair here. John Tory, Mayor Proclamation, Menstrual Hygiene Day, May 28, 2020. Whereas Menstrual Hygiene, MH, Day raises awareness of the challenges menstruators face in their ability to experience healthy periods with dignity. MH Day highlights the importance of proper menstrual hygiene through public education and advocacy. This day also raises awareness about the stigma surrounding periods and calls for menstrual equity by providing marginalized communities with access to free menstrual hygiene products. The continued support at the local, regional, and national levels is helping break the silence and build awareness about the fundamental role that good menstrual hygiene management plays in the lives of people who menstruate. You mean women who menstruate? What do you mean people? During this challenging time and every day, let us aim to be conscious of the needs of others. Promote open dialogue to help counter taboos surrounding periods. Learn new and creative ways to manage menstrual health issues and promote equitable access for hygiene needs and products. The City of Toronto supports organizations, or as they say in Toronto, organizations, and individuals committed to raising awareness about the needs of the community through education and support to ensure the health and well-being of our communities are improved. Now, therefore, I, Mayor John Tory, on behalf of Toronto City Council, do hereby proclaim May 28, 2020, as Menstrual Hygiene Day in the City of Toronto, signed John Tory, Mayor of Toronto, I mean, menstrual equity? So wait a minute. If they're going to have a national or menstrual hygiene day, I would like a nadular hygiene day. And they're going to give free access to menstrual hygiene product to women? Well, how about free nadular hygiene products for men? How about Nut Butter Extreme with menthol intense tingling lotion sensation? How about Sack Spray by Ballsy? That's a real product. Or Fresh Balls anti-chafing lotion. These are all legit products. They're real products. Nut Butter Extreme with menthol, Sack Spray, and Fresh Balls anti-chafing lotion. I demand equal opportunity, equal rights, Nadular Hygiene Day. Women cannot have their own day, Menstrual Hygiene Day. Cigar Dave, this is ridiculous. Cigar Dave the General saying Mayor Humidor always be full. Mayor Cutter always be sharp. Mayor Ashby extra, extra long. Semper Delectatio, always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America great again, again. Make masculinity great. As always, screw the enemies of pleasure, screw the Chinese Communist Party, screw the Chinese Wuhan virus, and I demand that my NADS should be equally treated as the Women's Menstrual Hygiene Day, Nadular Hygiene Day for all alpha males worldwide. I rest my case.
that concludes today's live Cigar Dave show. Stay tuned as the replay will begin momentarily. Sit back, relax, and light up a cigar.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Curfews are being ignored in a number of cities around the country as thousands of people are being confronted by police lines and another night of violence in America. Riots have escalated beyond the death of George Floyd, with a number of splinter factions and anarchy groups taking part. You'll see pictures of cars on fire. Police and demonstrators have a tussling with each other, firebombs being tossed. President Trump says he won't tolerate mob violence.
As the country endures continued racial unrest and violent protests, the president says he will not put up with the looting and rampant destruction.
My administration will stop mob violence, and will stop it cold.
The president calls the death of George Floyd a grave tragedy, but says what we're seeing on the streets has nothing to do with justice or with peace. Greg Clugston, the White House.
No matter which city you turn to, Los Angeles, Atlanta, Chicago, Minneapolis, there's looting, there's bombings going on as far as the people throwing Molotov cocktails. A rocket ship built by Elon Musk's SpaceX company thundered away from Earth with two Americans on board this afternoon, ushering in a new era of commercial space travel and putting NASA back in the business of launching astronauts from U.S. soil for the first time in nearly a decade. President Trump was there and says America's space program's been revitalized.
Now, like our ancestors before us, we are venturing out to explore a new magnificent frontier. It's called space.
NASA's Doug Hurley and Bob Behnken rode skyward aboard the sleek white and black bullet-shaped Dragon capsule. They're in orbit now, and they will link up with the International Space Station about 10:20 tomorrow morning. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. I've come from the doctor's clinic this morning, 28 staples out of my knee, and I am not taking painkillers. Why? Because I don't need to. I'm taking Relief Factor. Yes, it's a triple dose, but it doesn't have any negative side effects, and I am doing just fine, thank you very much. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com, and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. That's truly remarkable. To be liberated from your pain for less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Go right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. This is your opportunity to be the next success story.
A spokeswoman for the Afghan Interior Ministry says a bus belonging to a local TV station was hit by a roadside bomb in the capital of Kabul, killing two employees.
A ministry deputy spokeswoman says four other employees were wounded in the attack. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the violence, but the spokeswoman says a bus from Khurshid TV was the target. An official with Khurshid confirmed the deaths of two employees. He said two wounded were in critical condition. A Taliban spokesman denied involvement in the attack on his Twitter account. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Two children and an unborn child killed in a Kenyan police operation aimed at detaining a family member, a human rights group said Saturday. Police confirmed the children's deaths and asserted they were used as human shields by the man whom they called a suspected Islamic extremist with an al-Qaeda-linked group. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Meatpacking plants that had to briefly close due to coronavirus outbreaks have been back up and running for a number of weeks, but production backlogs have forced farmers to euthanize thousands of hogs that they couldn't process, and that is drawing complaints from animal welfare advocates.
The preferred methods of euthanizing hogs include gunshots or electrocution, but when thousands must be destroyed en masse, producers shut off the ventilation, causing heat to build up in barns and kill them. Animal welfare groups say this is inhumane and should be stopped. An estimated 2.5 million hogs are backed up on farms nationwide. Patrick Frost reporting.
Restaurants remain closed for table and bar service in New York City, but there's some that are bending the rules, encouraging customers to linger outside for an extra round or two of takeout cocktails. Elsewhere, clothing stores and tanning salons are reopening early, itching to catch up. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Even though the election's 5 months away in the middle of a pandemic, the economic revival perhaps, or the reopening of this country, and then we have this story for the first time, and believe me, we're going to remember this for a long time. Twitter has decided to fact-check tweets, and they're going to start with the president. They didn't like one of his tweets, so they decided to put an attachment to CNN and Washington Post stories related to it. Good luck competing with that and continuing with that. And the unfairness that's bound to happen when Joe Biden comes out with a statement like Donald Trump, because of the way he handled the pandemic, 40,000 more people are dead. Are they going to touch that one? Not true, right? Are they going to go find a column, maybe written in the Daily Caller, that shows it's not true? Like you just found something in the Washington Post? It's historic. The Twitter is feeling the pressure that the president likes their medium, and there are a bunch of liberal owners there. And the president came out and just talked about his the misuse of paper ballots and the mail-in voting and how it's going to screw up the whole election. And they've had a problem with that. Matt Schlapp is going to be with us shortly, and Senator Martha McSally at the bottom of the hour. She's in trouble politically. She was appointed to that position, and she is trailing to the astronaut, and we'll discuss that. First Big Three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
I hope he releases these calls. This one phone call has been the excuse that the Obama administration, that the intelligence chiefs, that the media have used as the sort of fulcrum of the whole Russia probe.
Yeah, that's his Katie McFarlane. More on the Michael Flynn fight for justice as we are now on the doorstep of learning exactly what was said in those calls to the Russian ambassador, which resulted in the collapse of his finances, career, and reputation, at least for now.
Number two.
You have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
I cringe, no question about that. In this instance, Joe did not do as well as I had hoped in responding.
Yes, not as well as I'd hoped. How about horribly bad? Presidential politics, as a Biden MVP rebukes Joe's comments on black voters, and the president test drives a new re-election theme, and his most loyal supporters express to him some alarm in battleground states. To see if Matt Schlapp agrees.
Number one.
We are in transition, and we are pivoting now
towards reopening. The curves are flattening and they're adjusting downwards. This is great news. It's driving the stock market up.
Larry Kudlow, economic comeback, does it begin? State by state, there are signs of hope and perhaps hype. We will bring you the state stories and the numbers behind the optimism. Most of all, how do you feel? BrianKilmeadShow.com, by the way, if you ever want to get the podcast. Let's bring in Matt Schlapp, chairman of the American Conservative Union and was a deputy assistant to President George W. Bush. His wife, Mercedes Schlapp, is now a key figure with the Trump reelection campaign. Matt, welcome back.
Great to be with you again, Brian.
Hey, Matt, so there was a political story yesterday that talked about the fear of, it's a former Obama official, now a Harvard professor, that the economy is going to be on the upswing. It's going to have the biggest improvement in quite some time, and that Democrats could be in trouble because of it, even though the numbers are high. And I know you want the Democrats to worry. Do you believe there's a reason to worry if the economy begins to go in the right direction?
Well, look, the economy has to go in the right direction because, I mean, it couldn't really be much worse, Brian. I mean, this shutdown, you know, when I hear Larry Kudlow, a great man and a good friend, talking about how the curves are flattening, that's very lagging. That was weeks ago. And we've waited. We've been way too careful in these blue states, and blue state governors are, I think, playing politics now, because I think they believe that if the economy stays shut down, that that weakens Trump and Republicans running for the House and Senate. And I think it's a damn shame what the governor of North Carolina is doing to try to shut down a Republican convention, and what, the, quite honestly, the governor of Virginia is doing to prevent the Trump campaign from going back to work. I think that the economy is bound to come back. It'll come roaring back. But what I worry about, and I love President Trump and I'm a big supporter, but what I worry about is we stayed hunkered down too long, and these public health officials, I know they mean well, but they don't understand anything about economics, and I think we've made ourselves sick trying to stay healthy.
Well, there's no question about it. I think Governor Cuomo's gone way too slow, the governor of Massachusetts way too slow, Pennsylvania an embarrassment, New Jersey suffocating small business in their state, which they're going to lose millions, and then Governor Cuomo comes to Washington today and says, hey, would you fulfill the budget gap I have? He wants some free money.
Yeah, this is exactly right. Now, look, the Democrats took the mention of God out of their platform, which I think when you chuck God out of the equation, no wonder they have so much trouble telling the truth. And I think they're playing politics with this. And I also think they're using this pandemic as a way to push their radical social policy. In this case, I think they like this idea of every American getting a monthly check that is more than probably they would make in the job market for some folks, especially people starting out. And so they love this idea of a guaranteed income. And now they're going to use this pandemic as an opportunity to have the federal government be the backstop for every big spending, free-willing liberal in the country. America will never be able to pay its bills. We're already trillions of dollars in debt if we start picking up the credit card bills of Gavin Newsom and Governor Cuomo. And I'll tell you what, there's going to be an insurrection in this country if we go down those roads.
Absolutely. Here's Governor Cuomo yesterday, cut 8.
Hospitalizations down. Great news. Rolling average down, number of intubations down, number of new COVID cases down to the lowest level since this ever started, just about 200.
What the hell are you waiting for? We're only in phase one. New York City is even opening up till the middle of June. It's crazy.
They won't open up until they demand to be closed down, because every medical professional I've talked to tells me that, you know, when the temperature turns cold, and, you know, New York City is a particularly cold city because of the skyscrapers and everything else, you don't get a lot of sunshine up there, Brian. They're going to demand to close this thing down all over again. We have some governors saying that we won't be able to fully open up until the middle of November of this year. I don't know where they come up with a middle of November, Brian. I'm sure that's just a random date that they selected. And so, you know, this is shameful behavior. To use people's health, I talked to a person last night for an hour who recovered from COVID. He was cured by one of these drugs that CNN says will kill you. He was cured by one of those drugs. And he actually ended up spending an extra amount of time in the ICU because, let's face it, the healthcare professionals are trying to figure out how to handle this really peculiar virus. So his the people treating him almost killed him after he recovered from corona, right? And I think what the governor of New York, with his demand for hospital beds and respirators and everything else, they have been wrong about almost everything they have demanded that we provide. And it's time for common sense Americans to take a breath and look at the situation and say 99.9% of us recover from it if we get it, if we're not in one of these scary classes of comorbidity. And you know what? We've all, and, you know, at least probably 25 to half of us have already been exposed in this country. And, you know, the fact is, it's what your grandmother taught you. The best way to counteract Chinese corona is to, in a healthy state, experience it and beat it.
Right. By the way, Andrew Cuomo's popularity went from 73 to 61% approval and is handling the nursing home 43%. When things get more and more exposed, it'll turn out he is blaming the Trump administration for the policies that had these COVID-positive patients going back to nursing homes. No. If they can isolate, they go back to nursing homes. You don't put an infected patient back in a nursing home without isolation. It killed thousands of people, and to blame the Trump administration is befuddling, to say the least. Meanwhile, yeah, it was Anthony Fauci who... Yeah, if Anthony Fauci came out and told us, well, the flu kills 0.4% of people, and this kills 1% of people. It's not the flu, it's worse. Now it turns out this kills 0.3% of the people, and he comes out, who, by the way, told us in January and February nothing to worry about. Here is Anthony Fauci today.
And I often say, you know, we often talk about the possibility of a second wave or of an outbreak when you're reopening. Mm-hmm. We don't have to accept that as an inevitability. And particularly when people starting thinking about the fall. And I want people to really appreciate that. It could happen, but it is not inevitable. If we do the kinds of things that we're putting in place now, identification, isolation, and contact tracing, we can prevent this second wave that we're talking about.
All right. Is this, I mean, look, he's a wonderful, he's probably a very smart, smarter than I'll ever be. But, man, this guy is not a fountain of truth. I mean, excuse me, a fountain of accuracy.
You know, I have just long ago stopped listening to the healthcare professionals. I'd rather have a coin and flip it to know whether or not, you know, when we had this one patient at CPAC, all the healthcare professionals, and I talked to all of them, told me, don't worry about telling everybody to wear masks. And, of course, this was a week after CPAC had ended. But you don't have to worry about wearing a mask because it will make you sick because you'll be touching everything and then you'll be touching your face because masks always move around on your face. Now, out of nowhere, everyone's all of a sudden saying, oh, yeah, all of us should be wearing masks and gloves. You know, it's just they keep changing all the guidance. Now, I can understand if they learn, if they're doing it off data and learning and then changing. But their data is all wrong, Brian. It's garbage in, garbage out. And so, I think this is a moment where just American common sense and know-how, you've got to almost dictate for yourself what you think makes sense. And it all comes down to the same thing. If you're like my mom and you're 80 years old and you have health issues, you know, she's not going to a lot of events with a lot of people and she's maintaining her distance and everything else. But if you're a healthy person, you've got to make your own choices. And Americans have been doing this for 200 years. We've survived pandemics. We've survived challenges. This is a moment where we just got to use common sense.
I agree. And people who wear a mask in the car by themselves, what are you talking about? You're by yourself on a beach wearing a mask? What are you doing? I'm watching David Batch interview.
When I see those people driving, Brian, I drive very fast and I try to pass them because I'm like, I don't know if that person's all there.
By the way, I would love, now that we all wear masks out, I can't understand what anybody's saying. I repeat myself 20 times. Finally, I take the mask off and I go, hey, how much is this? You know, so we're like, if no one could hear each other, we can't understand each other, everything's muffled, whatever. Just real quick on this. I'm watching Dana Bash interview Joe Biden.
they decide to do it from 12 feet away. Why even interview him? Why not just put him on a satellite or get a bullhorn? It looks so ridiculous. What do you do when you're 6 feet away? The guy gets tested every day. The reason why Trump doesn't wear a mask, he got tested an hour before. That's why he doesn't wear a mask. It's to protect other people from you. So real quick, let's talk politics. Go ahead.
It was insane. That was insane. And right. I'll just say one thing on this distance thing and the mask thing. As a Roman Catholic, they're telling us in Virginia we can't even go inside our churches. We have to wear masks. Everyone knows anything about the Catholic Church, that you receive communion. So if you're taking your mask on and off and on and off, let's face it, folks, it's pointless. It's just playing to people's emotions of fear and trying to calm people down. Our fear should be based on rational concerns, not on irrational concerns. And we're playing into this political correctness. And the latest version of it is when you wear a mask, you can't get corona. And it's just not accurate.
Right. Unless, of course, the first 2 months when they told us something else, they were inaccurate then. So yesterday, yeah. I'm reading this story, and it's not been denied to me, that David Bossie and Corey Lewandowski went to see the president. The president likes them. They're senior advisors, part of the success of 2016, and told him, Mr. President, Florida and Arizona, you're in a lot of trouble. He ends up calling in the directors in both those states and some of the other battleground states and saying there's an emergency here, especially with voters over 65. Tell me the truth, Matt. You know his politics as well as anyone. Yeah, Mercedes is down there in the trenches. So, President, is that the right message the president should be getting?
Yes, in the sense that I think we should be very concerned. I think all Trump supporters should be concerned. I think there's a bit of a cockiness out there in the country that he somehow found a way last time, and so he'll just find out that way this time. And the shutdown and the pandemic has been very alarming to a lot of people, and the polls, actually a lot of polls look bad. I actually don't look at the polls as being indicative of what's going to happen in November. I actually think things will get on a better direction, but we should not assume that you can go through a pandemic and an economic shutdown without political consequences. There will be political consequences. So I think that's the right message to tell the president. Yes, there's some alarming situations out there. Now, that all being said, I actually think the reelection campaign is novel. It's interesting. It's the right kind of campaign. And I think the president is in a will eventually be in a very strong position to win re-election. But nobody out there who's a Trump supporter should be taking this for granted. You should be concerned. You should be out there convincing your neighbors that a tax-raising 12-foot away Joe Biden is not the solution to our problems of an economic downturn and taking on China. We need Trump for that fight, and that's what this election is going to be about.
He is Matt Schlapp, knows a lot of stuff, and he even doesn't tell us everything he knows. But someday he will when he writes a book. Matt Schlapp, thanks so much.
No, Brian, you write the books. I read the books. You write the books, okay?
That's a good point. Chairman of the American Conservative Union and a wonderful person, Matt Schlapp, thanks so much. When we come back, your phone calls, 1-866-408-7669. One line open. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Don't go anywhere. Brian Kilmeade will be right back.
Hey, you probably have heard hundreds of the Balance of Nature success stories that are played on the radio every day, each hour sometimes. And I want to tell you that not one of these guys are actors, these ladies are actors in their ads. They are real people who have real results, and they receive tens of thousands of success stories each year. So they share them. Their secret to real success is using real food. You can see and smell and taste the difference in the products compared to others. All their ingredients are simply fruits and vegetables. It is that simple. You know what else is great about the Balance of Nature? Sometimes I'm in too much of a rush to eat great. Sometimes you don't feel like defrosting some vegetables. When you order, sometimes you forget to order some fruits and vegetables if you're having things delivered to your house. So that's why Balance of Nature is my answer. Don't wait to see what your daily recommended servings of fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code Brian, B-R-I-A-N.
You remember when your mom and dad talked about the importance of having term life insurance? I mean, it felt really good knowing the family would have money after something happened. How do you think they felt? They worked their entire life without truly getting the benefit of having term life insurance? MyTermLifeGuy.com. MyTermLifeGuy.com. You don't have to die to receive the benefits. A $1 million policy for a healthy male, non-smoker, below $35 a month. MyTermLifeGuy.com.
Sponsored by Gold Coast Insurance Group.
Protect those you care about from COVID-19 for as little as $3 a day with the FDA-registered KN95 mask, which is available for the first time to the general public. Unlike homemade or cotton masks, the KN95 is an engineered non-medical mask that is designed to keep you safe. Available for immediate shipment, healthcare, first responders, and businesses receive special discounts. The protection you need as America reopens over the coming months. Visit MidwestPPE.com. Order today.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A devoted dad from Tennessee who helped his daughter graduate makes today's Dean's List. After years of working toward her bachelor's degree in public health science, Gabrielle Pierce was devastated when she learned she would not be able to walk across a stage to receive her diploma like she always had dreamed of. When Gabrielle received an email from Xavier University of Louisiana in mid-March about how the ceremony would be canceled amid the COVID-19 shutdowns, she was so upset. Her father, Torrance Burnson, could hardly bear to see his daughter so sad. He was determined to host his own commencement ceremony for his daughter at their home in Memphis. He got a photographer, a stage, and a podium without her even knowing. When the big day came, Gabrielle was shocked to find a full-size stage waiting for her in her front yard. And her father even played Pomp and Circumstance as she walked up to get her diploma. Gabrielle, congratulations. You and your dad made today's Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
When Richard Nixon resigned the presidency on August 9, 1974, Vice President Gerald Ford took the oath of office administered by Chief Justice Warren Burger in the East Room of the White House.
Our great republic is a government of laws and not of men. Here, the people rule, but there is a higher power. By whatever name, we honor him, who ordains not only righteousness but love, not only justice but mercy. As we bind up the internal wounds of Watergate, more painful and more poisonous than those of foreign wars, let us restore the golden rule to our political process, and let brotherly love purge our hearts of suspicion and of hate.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with the winner of The Masked Singer Season 3, Candy Burris, a.k.a. Night Angel.
And I'll rise up, I'll rise like a day, oh, I'll rise up in spite of age. Oh, I'll rise.
Burris is the first woman to win the Golden Mask Trophy.
I'm all about girl power. So when I realized that there had never been a female winner before, I was like, oh, I gotta be the first woman to win this.
Burris says this impromptu performing offers a unique way to put the singing in the spotlight.
I was able to show my talent and be judged based off of my talent, not based off of whatever your preconceived thoughts were about me as a person.
As for advice for any future contestants,
get yourself a ski mask and a hockey mask and put them on at the same time and jog and sing at the same time.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Talk show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
If there's ever a time to actually take on this overdue need of major infrastructure construction, now's the time.
Scheduled to meet with the president to talk about a number of things, but this is one of the things I want to talk to the president about. You want to restart the economy, you want to reopen the economy, let's do something creative, let's do it fast, let's put Americans back to work.
All right. It would help Governor Cuomo if you were putting New Yorkers back to work at a way in which does not put their health at risk, but my goodness, leans forward and gives them an opportunity to stand up their businesses. Phase one opens up today. It should have been 2 weeks ago. Phase two and three and four should be happening right away. It better not be 2 weeks at a time. If you're not going to stand up your economy and take some risks, why should the president write a check on overdraft to New York? And I say that as a New Yorker. Jason, listening at 97.1 in St. Louis. Hey, Jason, you're talking about politics, right?
Absolutely, Brian. I'll keep my comment real simple. I think Val Demings would be a perfect vice presidential candidate for Joe. I understand the Republicans are running very scared. These polls that came out, it's very, very clear Donald Trump is in trouble, which he should be in trouble. He's been an ultimate failure
What do you like about Val Demings?
I like that she's a strong woman and she's not afraid to go after the president, and she won't be afraid to go after Pence whenever they're standing next to each other on that stage, because anybody's going to wipe the floor with either one of them, because you've got the dirty
chino. You think Biden is going to wipe the floor with the president?
Absolutely.
Even Biden's family doesn't think that. Is he going to remember his name? There's nobody I know that thinks that Biden will be Trump in a debate. If you want to say the president went overboard with Joe Scarborough, absolutely.
This is the moment when America comes together.
And Fox News Channel is with you every step of the way.
There are so many uplifting stories, people helping each other.
America's best shine brightest when needed the most.
The spirit of generosity has been enormous.
We took an oath to be here for the public, so we're not going anywhere.
We are resilient. Thanks to her citizens, the America we know will come out of this stronger than ever before.
America Together, on air and online, only Fox News Channel. From the Fox News Podcast Network. Download and listen to Everyone Talks to Liz.
You have to come clean and accept it and take full responsibility for it, and then just make sure that somewhere in your mind you chalk it up to, okay, you learn from great experiences when you win, but you also learn from all those experiences where it doesn't feel good and you've fallen and you scraped your knees.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Ashley DeBorgen with a Fox Celebrity Profile with a star among the stars, Dr. Jackie Faherty, an astrophysicist at the American Museum of Natural History. The SpaceX Demo 2 mission will launch the first manned mission from U.S. soil since 2011. And we spoke about how historic this moment is.
Number one, astronauts are going from the United States. And number two, a private company is the one in charge of the launch, along with NASA. But it's unprecedented, and it's extremely exciting to think of what this opens up in terms of space-based travel.
She says it can be inspiring for families to watch.
All of it right now is open for letting this event remind you of where we've come and where we're going.
And while looking towards the stars, she says people can, of course, look at social media.
NASA's got a lot of really great materials that they're putting out, and you can follow the American Museum of Natural History. You can follow me on social media.
Ashley DeVorkin, Fox News.
This is the moment when America comes together.
And Fox News Channel is with you every step of the way.
There are so many uplifting stories, people helping each other.
America's best shine brightest when needed the most.
The spirit of generosity has been enormous.
We took an oath to be here for the public, so we're not going anywhere.
We are resilient. Thanks to her citizens, the America we know will come out of this stronger than ever before.
America Together, on air and online, only Fox News Channel. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Download Perino and Steyerwald. I'll tell you what.
I noticed that the Democrats were very critical of the government. And fine, okay, whatever. But their solutions were more government. But government is not working at all. And look, I understand that the state unemployment systems got overwhelmed. But 36 million people who have filed for unemployment, 16 million of them have yet to see a dime.
Amazing.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. America is listening to Fox News. Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
When Richard Nixon resigned the presidency on August 9, 1974, Vice President Gerald Ford took the oath of office administered by Chief Justice Warren Burger in the East Room of the White House.
Our great republic is a government of laws and not of men. Here, the people rule, but there is a higher power. By whatever name, we honor him, who ordains not only righteousness but love, not only justice but mercy. As we bind up the internal wounds of Watergate, more painful and more poisonous than those of foreign wars, let us restore the golden rule to our political process, and let brotherly love purge our hearts of suspicion and of hate.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A devoted dad from Tennessee who helped his daughter graduate makes today's Dean's List. After years of working toward her bachelor's degree in public health science, Gabrielle Pierce was devastated when she learned she would not be able to walk across a stage to receive her diploma like she always had dreamed of. When Gabrielle received an email from Xavier University of Louisiana in mid-March about how the ceremony would be canceled amid the COVID-19 shutdowns, she was so upset. Her father, Torrance Burnson, could hardly bear to see his daughter so sad. He was determined to host his own commencement ceremony for his daughter at their home in Memphis. He got a photographer, a stage, and a podium without her even knowing. When the big day came, Gabrielle was shocked to find a full-size stage waiting for her in her front yard. And her father even played Pomp and Circumstance as she walked up to get her diploma. Gabrielle, congratulations. You and your dad made today's Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
So busy, he'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Well, I think everyone knows we're down to less than 8,000 troops. We're with leadership in many different fields and in many different parts of that country. We're with we're dealing with the Taliban. We're dealing with the president. We're really not acting as soldiers. We're acting as police. And we're not sent over there to be policemen. But we're there 19 years. And, yeah, I think that's enough. And they understand we're having very positive talks. We want to bring our soldiers back home. We want to bring them back home. We have to go back. We'll go back, and we'll go back raging.
Well, we're not. We're not going to blow back in there. There's going to be other countries that are going to come in there, like China, who are there just raking up the rare earth materials and minerals. So I think it's a big mistake to leave in November. It's not so much a raging war for 19 years. I want to stop writing checks to their government, absolutely. But in terms of security, we've done great things in keeping the next terror attack away from our homeland and other terror groups from coming back there in great numbers because of our presence. Senator Martha McSally knows all that. She fights wars for a living, or used to. She's a member of the Armed Services Committee and Banking Committee and author of a brand new book called Dare to Fly, Simple Lessons in Never Giving Up. Senator McSally, welcome back to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Good morning, Brian. Hope you're doing well today.
I'm doing good. Congratulations on the book. What was it like to tell your story at such a young age?
Oh, well, thanks. Well, the process of sharing the book was actually impactful, just in healing in some ways, but in sometimes painful, you know, sharing some stories, going from being a shy, pudgy, motion sick kid, you know, to being the first woman to fly in combat, and other challenges that I've been through, you know, losing my dad when I was 12, and even going back through that and talking to my mom and family members. It was impactful in a very positive and meaningful way. And although I've had some unique experiences in my life, Brian, everybody can relate to fear and how we overcome fear. Everybody can relate to adversity and challenges. Right now, I think everybody can relate to things are not going as planned for 2020. And I've had experience in my own life in that past. And so I share some lessons, trying to be a wingman to the reader for their own journey so that they can be encouraged and they can break through their own barriers and find their own courage. I bring them into the cockpit of an A-10 Warthog for my first takeoff and also complex combat missions, trying to, again, encourage them for their own path.
President wants to pull out all troops in Afghanistan by Election Day. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I served in Afghanistan. I'll tell you, in 2005, 2006, I commanded my A-10 Warthog Squadron over there. We provided 24/7 close air support and coverage for our troops on the ground. And we did our mission. We saved American lives. I'll tell you, I was over in Saudi Arabia on 9/11 and a part of the initial team to plan the initial airstrikes against the Taliban. And over the years, as a senior military leader, I really felt like we had mission creep happen. Instead of us being very focused on ensuring that they are not a safe haven for terrorist activity that are going to come and kill Americans, somehow it turned into trying to bring them into the 21st century, you know, becoming a liberal democracy, and that should have never been our mission. So I think a lot of mistakes have been made over the years. I share the president's frustration that here we are almost 19 years later, and I think we've never had conditions and strategic focus over the last many years. It's been more about just kind of the status quo. And I agree, we, you know, insanity is doing the same thing, expecting a different result. And it's time for us to rethink. But we also need to make sure that they don't become a safe haven for terrorists that are going to hurt Americans again. That should have always been our mission, but we lost track of that.
Yeah, but we're going to leave without that mission accomplished. In fact, a story in the New York Times today, I can't really deny, the Taliban, with direct quotes, says they sense a victory over a superpower. And we know how the victory over the Soviet Union propelled that Islamic extremism throughout the region. Mm. Now they're going to have a second one that they're going to claim as theirs because we came, we conquered, but left, and they're about to reconquer.
Yeah, again, I share the concerns. There's about a dozen terrorist organizations there now. It's not just Al-Qaeda. It's ISIS and it's several others. And we also need to be really looking at Pakistan. I mean, some of the challenges we've had over the last two decades, because Pakistan continues to be a safe haven for the terrorists. They go over into the safe haven, they regroup, they reequip, and they come back over again. And if you're trying to fight an insurgency, and that needs to happen also from the inside out. The insurgency is for the Afghans to fight. The terrorists, we need to make sure that we are continuing to have intelligence capability and the ability to strike them so that we don't have terrorists hurting Americans. So, again, no decisions have been made. We need to keep our eye on the ball about protecting Americans and our national security interests. Unfortunately, over the last 19 years, that hasn't been the main objective. It's been one of them, and we've had a lot of people saying glasses half full every year. The general's given updates about how we're on the verge of winning, and it just really has not been factually accurate, and that's what brings us to where we are today.
I just can't believe we can't stand up. There's 100,000 men and women security forces, and yet they don't seem effective fighting the Taliban. How could that be?
Well, it's a very complex environment. They've been at war for many decades. We didn't even start training them up, Brian, until late into the 2000s. When I was there in 2005, 2006, we were still fighting our own little war. We weren't even thinking about how are they going to provide for their own security? How are they going to provide for their own people? This can never be done by an outsider. And so it's a very complex society. They've been in and out of war for a very long time. And these are some of the challenges that, again, do Americans have to solve all these problems? No. This is for the Afghans to solve for themselves. What we need to do is ensure that there's not a safe haven for terrorists who are going to come kill Americans. That's why we went in there in the first place.
Right. Martha McSally has her book out now. It's called Dare to Fly, Simple Lessons in Never Giving Up. Senator, right now you have another challenge on your hands. Some polls show you're down double figures as you try to get a fresh 6 years to be a senator from Arizona to Mark Kelly, the astronaut. How do you close that gap? Word is at the White House, the president was briefed and is very concerned about your candidacy.
Yeah, we're working very closely with the president's team. We talked to their team several times last week. Look, this is going to be a consequential election. I've had $10 million dumped on my head over the last year and a half. We say as fighter pilots, you know you're over the target when you're getting flak. They know that the only way that they can have Chuck Schumer be in charge is to go through Arizona. And, yeah, you just called my opponent the astronaut. Well, you know what? I'm the female fighter pilot who broke through barriers and served my country and flew in combat. 325 combat hours. So I've got a story of my own. And while I've been in the Senate, I've been fighting for Arizonans, leading on the issues to address this pandemic. And last year I got the most bills passed into law of any senator, tied with Chuck Grassley as a one-year senator. So the fight going forward, though, Brian, is going to be who do you trust to get the economy going again? Is it the people who brought the great economy, President Trump, working with Republicans that we had before this pandemic? And who do you trust to hold China accountable? They unleashed this virus on the world. They lied about it. They covered up. And we've got two candidates here in Arizona with very different records. I don't trust communists. I never have. And my opponent went into business with them. He's tied to them to financially. He's invested in them. They're invested in him.
Wow.
So, hey, you want to make a living,
that.
That's fine.
In what respect? In what respect is Mark Kelly invested in them?
There is a Chinese communist associated company who has invested in a company that he co-founded. That's point one. Point two is you should look for the video of him peddling vitamins in a pyramid scheme in China, making a buck while he's coming out on stage on a motorcycle with a Chinese flag on the back. Look, I don't begrudge anybody making a living, but you've got to ask yourself, will Mark Kelly stand up to the people who he's beholden to financially? Of course he won't. And by the way, neither will Joe Biden. They have a very different view on China than President Trump and I do. So I'm committed to holding China accountable. The Communist Party is actually threatening me, and they threaten to meddle in our election. Why do you think that's happening? I'm leading to hold them accountable. We got to bring our critical supply chains back home, our healthcare supplies and other things. And it's just a simple question that's going to be consequential. And it hasn't even started. Look, my opponent's gotten a pass so far. It's ridiculous how he's been treated, but the fight's going to be on pretty soon.
Senator, the other thing that's going on is they are taking offense to those who are asking for an investigation, one of which is Australia. And the Australian, they said, you better get in line. There's going to be hell to pay. We're going to deny you iron ore sales. We're going to stop trade. What is our role in helping a loyal ally like Australia? What have we done substantively to let China know we got their back?
Well, this coronavirus has been a wake-up call for so many people, I think. For those of us who have been involved in national security for decades, I've been obviously seriously concerned about the rise of China over the last several decades. They're our primary threat, and they're doing it in plain sight. They've done it complicitly by us. So this is a wake-up call. Australia is standing up. We need to partner with them. And the rest of the world, the Europeans and others, need to wake up. China is an adversary. They have been on a path to replace America. They are cheating. They are lying. They are communists. They cannot be trusted. We've been complicit in it. If we can work together with all our allies in Asia and in Europe and stand up to China, bring our manufacturing home, hold them accountable, use all elements of national power, we're going to be stronger than they are, and they'll have to change their behavior. They'll have a choice, but we can't allow it to happen anymore.
So I thought Senator Portman put together an interesting proposal in a time in which we're extending unemployment benefits. I understand 36 million, 39 billion people lost their lives, lost their jobs. And now we're adding $600 for their inconvenience. There's very little incentive to go back to work, even though people are doing it for their own code of ethics. Now we understand Senator Portman made a proposal to pay people to go back to work, incentivize them to go grab a job. Among the people that are interested in this, hearing more about it, is Larry Kudlow. Have you heard anything about this, and would you be in support of it on its surface?
Yes, I have talked to Rob Portman about this, and I think in general in Arizona, where our economy is open back up again, people are safely returning to work, but the damage is pretty deep. And look, the underlying laws say you cannot quit your job and get on unemployment. You're not allowed to refuse a job and get on unemployment. I'm very interested as we move forward in any proposals that do incentivize and propel people back to work. But we need to make sure that it's not unfair for those who have been working through this whole process in a similar job that they end up actually being paid less. So proposals going forward need to incentivize work, support our small businesses, allow people to start putting food on the table for their families after they were asked not to work to save other people's lives. I think Arizona is doing a good job on this, but I'm certainly interested in continuing the conversations of what else we can do to propel people back to work.
Right. When people of Arizona, when you look around right now, how close are you guys to opening up?
We are open up, Brian. I've gotten my hair cut. I've gotten a pedicure. I've gone to restaurants. I hiked to the bottom of the Grand Canyon. You're allowed to safely do these activities. I think Arizona has done a very good job. It's not an either or. We need to still protect the vulnerable and nursing homes and assisted living. We need to test people and allow them to go visit their loved ones. This is one of the cruelest part of this disease is people are suffering alone. And we need to allow people to work. So in Arizona, come out to Arizona, Brian. You can get a haircut. You can go get a beer. I think the governor is doing a good job here. And look, we trust Arizonans to make good decisions. I shared what I did. I was able to safely do that. There's protections that are happening at these businesses. But my friend who's a leukemia survivor, she can't do the same things I'm doing. And so let's have the guidelines out there. Let's allow people to make good choices and safely allow them to work and provide for their families.
Yeah,
Arizona's been a great model.
Yeah, and just to go back, the back-to-work bonus, the White House signing a $450 a week bonus pay for rehired workers. Rob Portman put it out to incentivize jobless workers to return to employment because they have $600 coming to them, a month up until July, and they won. And Nancy Pelosi's new $3.3 trillion aid package has that continuing through November. Are you for additional aid?
I'm for propelling the economy back on track and allowing people to safely go back to work. So whatever we need to do for that and incentivize and support workers, let's do that. We had a really strong economy beforehand. So anything that allows us to accelerate, that includes, you know, deregulations and other things, any other support to small businesses, let's do it. Let's have serious conversations about it. And look, in Arizona, people want to work. They don't want to be staying home and not working, even if they're getting paid a little bit more. Now, there's cases here and there, but really when this ends, people I'm talking to, what they want to be connected to an employer. They want to have that security past their unemployment payment. The unemployment payment was supposed to be temporary just to help people get through this, and now we need to work together to figure out how they can continue to provide for their families themselves.
If you want an inspiring book with the best chapters yet to come, pick up Senator Martha McSally's book. It's called Dare to Fly, Simple Lessons in Never Giving Up. Senator, best of luck as you try to write another exciting chapter, and that will be the comeback story to get that Senate seat for six more years. Thanks, Senator.
Hey, I'm already here, so I'm not coming back. This is an important election, but I hope people go to daretofly.us. Again, I just share some stories, bring you into the cockpit of A-10, and encourage you to work through your own adversity, persevere, and find your own courage. So look forward to hearing stories for people that can get on daretofly.us and share their own stories with me, too.
All right, thanks so much. Back in a moment, 1-866-408-7669. Your calls and more to know next.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
9, 10.
Honey, you have really been making the most of being at home. I haven't seen you work out this hard in years.
I feel great. And honestly, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster that has the TV ads with Frank the Big Herb Thomas, right?
Yeah, this is an amazing product. The patented ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass. Nugenix is a great way to boost lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Well, you are looking good and have been quite the tiger lately, too. Nugenix is definitely working for you and for me.
Yeah, all I had to do was send them a text to get my complimentary bottle. Text BEAT to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Nugenix samples are not available in stores, so text BEAT to 42424 right now. Text BEAT to 42424. That's BEAT to 42424.
Protect those you care about from COVID-19 for as little as $3 a day with the FDA-registered KN95 mask, which is available for the first time to the general public. Unlike homemade or cotton masks, the KN95 is an engineered non-medical mask that is designed to keep you safe. Available for immediate shipment, healthcare, first responders, and businesses receive special discounts. The protection you need as America reopens over the coming months. Visit MidwestPPE.com. Order today.
You looking for a positive? I've got it. Use your life insurance while you're living. MyTermLifeGuy.com. Look, with everything that we've been through, don't just think about your family. You got to think about you. Term life insurance. Get one that lets you use it while you're living. MyTermLifeGuy.com. It's that simple. MyTermLifeGuy.com. A $1 million policy for a healthy male non-smoker below $35 a month. MyTermLifeGuy.com.
Sponsored by Gold Coast Insurance Group.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Cyclists across the world make today's Dean's List. Walking and cycling are considered the safest means of transportation to reduce the exposure of COVID-19, so cities across the world have been building new cycling paths and scaling up their car-free street initiatives. It looks like many of these environmentally friendly changes will be permanent now. Bogota, Colombia had a head start when the virus began to spread in the city in mid-March. The city had an existing tradition where it closed its main roads to cars every Sunday. For years, Paris has been a leader in the car-free street movement. Now the capital city is building 400 miles of new Corona cycleways. These initiatives and many more eco-silver linings will give hope to those who have seen the pandemic as an opportunity to make lasting changes to the way humans relate to nature. And we love this new cycling movement. Janice Dean, Fox News.
I'm Ashley DeBorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Issa Rae and Kumail Nanjiani. The two lead the new rom-com on Netflix, The Lovebirds, starring as a couple caught up in a murder mystery. The film was initially premiering at South by Southwest Festival with a theatrical release set for April. But with theaters closed due to COVID-19, the comedy found a new debut on Netflix.
I think it's just the perfect timing for people to get something that people to laugh about, to give people escape. It is kind of a feel-good movie at the end of the day, even though murder is involved.
This one held a lot of fun moments for the stars while filming, including with the movie's combination of outrageous situations and relatable relationship dynamics.
Really getting into sort of the nitty-gritty of a long-term romantic relationship and exploring things that can go wrong with them, things that can go right with them. To me, that was really fun.
Shooting in New Orleans was so much fun, and yeah, highlighting that city in a specific way, and obviously working with Kumail and the team.
Ashley DeBorkin, Fox News.
Information you want, truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
I'm prepared to say that I have a record of over 40 years and that I'm going to beat Joe Biden. Look at record.
Exactly. Let's beat Joe Biden if you're Joe Biden. You are the president's best offensive weapon by speaking. Joe Biden. That's to our last caller. Yeah, Joe Biden is ready to take out Donald Trump at a debate. Good luck with that. Let's real quick, before we get to more to know, David on the Fox News app in Tennessee. David, what are you seeing in Tennessee?
Brian, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to say that our distillery is going to not only stand by President Trump, but march forward with him in transitioning back to greatness. The biggest thing is, so, in Tennessee, as we open up, COVID-19 is over. And we're going to do nothing to perpetuate fear. So I terminated the making of hand sanitizer because all it was reinforcing that fear to the public as they came into our place of business.
Wow, interesting. Thanks, David. Let's find out if there's more to know.
More to know.
All we got to get baseball. MLB's latest proposal didn't go over well with the union. Their latest plan would allow players making the least amount of money to have nearly their entire salary, and the biggest players with the biggest salaries to make the less amount of money. For example, Gerrit Cole slated to make $36 million, will make about $18 million. How does he expect to live on that? So far, it doesn't look good. Next. One-fifth of all teachers unlikely to return to schools come fall. Many teachers unlikely to come back because of the challenges of remote work. USA Today, Ipsos poll released Tuesday, found that nearly two-thirds of teachers said they haven't been able to do their jobs properly since the health crisis. Wow. Next. Michigan Governor Whitmer claims her husband reportedly vote request was a failed attempt at humor. I doubt it. Governor Whitmer acknowledged Tuesday that her husband had dropped her name while requesting to get his boat in the water. Against her own wishes, Whitmer's comments came after the official initially pushed back against the story, saying they're not going to make a practice of addressing every rumor. Then she realized she couldn't go without it. She said, my husband failed attempt at humor last week when checking in with a small business that helps with our boat dock up north. They would not put his boat in the water. She said, well, my wife is the governor. Does that help? Not really, when your wife told everyone not to put your boat in the water in your summer home, only if you live there. That's your summer home. Good luck.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to pee at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced. Free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply. Absolutely free.
Call 1-800-223-0950.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no strings attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-223-0950.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
Call 1-800-223-0950. 1-800-223-0950.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Joe DiMaggio was named the greatest living player in a 1969 poll of sports writers. He took the great American pastime of baseball to new heights during his career and defined the term sports hero in the 40s and 50s. Jolton Joe was known for the power of his batting. After World War II, he became a national hero, and even people who didn't like the New York Yankees liked Joe. He announced his retirement in 1952.
I said last spring, I thought this would be my last year. I wish I could have had a better year, but even if I had hit 350, this would have been my last year for me anyway. You all know I've had my share of injuries and setbacks during my career. In recent years, these have been too frequent to laugh for. When baseball is no longer fun, it's no longer a game. And so, I've played my last game of ball.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockster. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti asking for National Guard troops overnight as violence continues in the nation's second largest city. The mayor imposed a curfew on the city after crowds torched police cars and looted stores. No one seems to be paying any attention to that. Clashes continue between protesters and lines of police officers who are trying to make the area safe for firefighters coming in to put out fires of burning buildings. Minneapolis is seeing a police presence for the first time in five nights of looting, rioting, and just general anarchy in the streets. Mayor Jacob Frey says early on they didn't have enough officers to arrest every single protester or to station enough of them in every single building. He said you just can't arrest their way out of this.
If we were to place an officer at all of the businesses that we were seeing getting attacked and looted, it would be one officer facing, in some instances, 100 people coming in. If they were to arrest one, the other 99 walk right by.
A number of cities have called in for National Guard help as well. Several police cars damaged in Chicago. In New York, constant blazes and police cars being on fire as police are pushing back against the protesters. President Trump says he will postpone a meeting of the Group of Seven Nations and would like even to expand the gathering.
The coronavirus outbreak forced the cancellation of the G7 summit in the U.S. this year, but the president recently proposed going ahead with it in late June as countries begin to reopen. Now, Mr. Trump says he will postpone the meeting until fall, and he's calling for an expansion of the group's membership because he considers it an outdated group that doesn't properly represent what's taking place in the world. He singled out Russia, Australia, South Korea, and India as possible additions. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Check out more news, read more analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
We've had our lives flipped upside down recently, and for many of us, things just got a lot rougher.
But we've faced tough times before, and we're going to pull through this because, well, that's what we do in America. At Term Provider, Big Lou has a message for you. If all this craziness has you protecting the ones you care about, don't let it stop when we get through this. Keep the protection rolling with a life insurance shield around your family. For over 30 years, Term Provider has been providing affordable term life insurance at better prices and with better service, including policies that don't need an in-home exam. As for Big Lou, he's just like you, spending time at home with his kids, too. No matter what your medical history, prostate cancer, heart conditions, high cholesterol, or if you're taking prescription medications, at Term Provider, we can help you find $1 million or more of term life insurance at affordable rates to fit your budget. There's no obligation, so call now for your free quote. Call 800-555-2085. That's 800-555-2085. 800-555-2085.
Walmart de Mexico says it paid the Mexican government the equivalent of about $359 million in taxes for its 2014 sale of a restaurant chain known as VIPs after tax authorities demanded it.
The payment appears to mark a victory for President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador, who has railed against what he claims is tax evasion by big companies. Lopez Obrador has played hardball with companies before. In 2019, he forced gas pipeline companies to renegotiate contracts he said cost too much. Lopez Obrador forced companies from the U.S., Canada, and Mexico to restructure fees and accept about 30% lower profit margins.
Jeremy House with that report. Walmart confirmed this week it had paid the tax bill, but it was unclear if Alsea, the buyer, would have to pay anything as well. Alsea, which operates a restaurant chain, claimed it paid all its taxes. More at townhall.com. Former Vice President Joe Biden's poll numbers over President Trump have fallen.
Not the polls mean that much at this stage, but Biden lost 3 points over the last week, according to the latest survey by Reuters and Ipsos. The poll found that Biden led Mr. Trump by 6 points among registered voters, with 45% backing the challenger and 39% favoring the incumbent. Other polls show the president with an edge in the critical battleground states that could decide the Electoral College. Patrick Frost reporting.
A rocket ship designed and built by Elon Musk's SpaceX company lifted off successfully with two Americans from Cape Canaveral Saturday on a history-making flight to the International Space Station. The spacecraft was using the same launch pad that was used during the Apollo missions to the moon more than a half century ago. The flight ushers in a new era of commercial space travel and will link up with the International Space Station around 10:20 on Sunday morning. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
Everybody, I'm Brian Kilmeade. Welcome to the latest minutes of the Brian Kilmeade Show. We have Chris Wallace just getting out of the shower, Congressman Will Hurd, the CIA guy. He'll be retiring soon, but, man, he's got some impact, especially in Texas. How's the reopening going there? Just watching Kayleigh McEnany on Fox News Channel. You're watching us on Fox Nation. Hopefully you're getting the stream as well as you're hearing us on the local station. And, by the way, if you ever have to travel, go get that radio.com app. You download it. You can hear us anytime, everywhere, wherever you go. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
Secretary Pompeo has to certify every year to Congress whether or not Hong Kong maintains its autonomy. And here we wake up to the Chinese with a very heavy hand. This is a big deal, and the secretary is to be complimented for doing what he's done.
Wow, that is John Huntsman, former ambassador to China, ambassador to Russia, former governor of Utah, wants to be the next governor of Utah, weighing in on Hong Kong no more, the American-Chinese relationship hanging by a thread. We'll bring you the latest on these perilous times.
Number two.
Twitter decided for the first time ever to fact-check one of President Trump's tweets. I wondered if you thought that Twitter may have made the wrong decision here.
We have a different policy, I think, than Twitter on this. Facebook shouldn't be the arbiter of truth of everything that people say online.
Wow, Mark Zuckerberg being above it all. Trump versus Twitter, how one so-called fact-check could change social media forever, and perhaps it should.
Number one.
Now to the terrible toll of the coronavirus that we are waking up to headlines. It took just 16 weeks for the number of Americans killed by the pandemic to reach 100,000. Keep in mind 100,000 people, 100,000 family and friends are mourning today.
Gail King on CBS. Pandemic milestone no one wanted to cross. 100,000 dead. Yet there is more hope than horror this morning. We'll bring you some of the cautious optimism, plus a major request from the hardest hit state. And then there's this.
The man.
It's like a Hollywood movie.
The myth.
I have a life.
Wow. America's original recessive voice.
What does that mean?
I'm not sure.
Chris Wallace.
I know what the hell that means.
Do you know what receptive voice means now?
Is this live? Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't know the open was done. So I know what it means. I'm open. I'm open to all voices, all attitudes.
Yeah, but then you'd be the receptive ear or the receptive mind. You wouldn't be the receptive voice.
But don't you like receiving
me? It's nonsensical. I know, it needs to change.
Right. You talk about changing. A couple of things. I remember when we first started, and I played you Anthony Fauci. We still have it in January, telling John Katsimatidis, who, by the way, owns the station we're on right now on WABC, saying on his show on the weekend, we don't have to worry about this virus. He said it again in February. And then in the beginning, it doesn't really help to wear a mask. Now he says mask saves lives. And then he says the second wave is going to be more stronger than ever in the fall. And then he says this yesterday, cut one.
And I often say, you know, we often talk about the possibility of a second wave or of an outbreak when you're reopening. Mm-hmm. We don't have to accept that as an inevitability. And particularly when people starting thinking about the fall. And I want people to really appreciate that. It could happen, but it is not inevitable. If we do the kinds of things that we're putting in place now, identification, isolation, and contact tracing, we can prevent this second wave that we're talking about.
So I love the optimism. You know, that's me. But listen, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, you know why he does that? Because he's a receptive voice. He's open-minded, and he heard new facts. And so Anthony Fauci, the receptive voice.
So when I look at these numbers, and 100,000 deaths is stunning, right? When you look at the per capita of deaths, Western European countries, in terms of case-to-fatality ratio, the U.S. is at 5.9%, according to Hopkins. Meanwhile, Spain, Sweden, the Netherlands, U.K., Italy, France, and Belgium all are in double figures, with the highest being Belgium at 16.2%. So as we open up, we're also seeing that states that were slow to close and quick to open, like Ron DeSantis' Florida, they have fatalities rate 10 out of every 10,000. Texas, same deal, same formula, 5 out of every 100,000. And Idaho is the same. So it's almost as if you wonder when they write about this, how to handle a pandemic, if we did the right thing, Chris. What do you think?
Well, I mean, there's differences in different states. I don't see how you could have, in New York's state, where there is such density, there's so many people and so closely packed together, and they were hit so hard, I think, you know, to not have social distance, not to have locked down would have been insane. Obviously, you know, Idaho is different than New York, and obviously one size fit all doesn't work, and particularly doesn't work at a certain point. And, you know, I've got no problem with a state that doesn't have as many cases. Look, I'd like to have everybody go back to normal tomorrow if it were safe. And in some places, it seems to be safer than others. There are some states where it's on the increase. Alabama isn't looking so good. Georgia's not looking so good right now.
Georgia's looking good.
No, actually.
Alabama's going to
No, they've had an increase. I'm just looking at the stats just this morning that there is an increase in cases, not a decrease in cases in those states. I mean, you know, we can check the record, but I'm pretty sure I'm right there. There are certainly a lot of places that have opened. Florida's one that it's doing that are doing well, and you know. My feeling
Here's the headline. Georgia's latest coronavirus, new cases up, but causes not clear. CNN says a month after reopening, cases continue slow and steady. So the question is, are you willing, and this is the question you got to ask yourself, Chris Wallace, and everyone at home, are you willing to put up with a certain amount of risks in order to get your life back and your business alive? I'm getting emails from people in Staten Island and Long Island and New York City saying enough. We understand it. Let us go. The criteria is way too strict. And if Governor Cuomo is not willing to take risks, just keep his hand out and say, give me more money. He's already got $9 billion. I don't think he could have one without the other.
Well, I don't know. I understand both sides of the argument. I understand people and you know, who's to make the decision? Here's the problem. I mean, when you look, and I know you've talked about it, when you see what was going on Memorial Day in land at Lake of the Ozarks or on some of these beaches, I mean, that was horrifying.
Ruins it for everybody.
Right, but so you know, on the one hand, do I want to go back to normal? I don't. I mean, I love being with Lorraine and being out in the country and stuff. But I. You know, I'd like to go back to work. I'd like to go back to the office and be with my coworkers. Fox at this point says, you know, they're not ready to reopen, and I've got to respect that. They're getting the best advice they can. And, you know, you do really worry when you see people just ignoring all of the strictures. One of the other things I just don't understand is masks. I mean, everybody, Deborah Birx was on our show, Anthony Fauci, everybody says wear masks, and that now seems to have become a political item. And the governor of North Dakota, a pretty Republican conservative state, Governor Burgum, said, why do we have to make masks into a polarized issue? If masks are going to allow us to go back and to be safer, then put on the damn mask. I don't understand why that should be a political issue.
Either do I. I think people are still a little befuddled that we were told don't wear a mask, not even don't wear a bandana. It doesn't really matter. And then those same people say you better wear it or else. So I think that's what most people come back with me. But I tell you, I watched your show Sunday as usual. It's great. Always making news. And knowing that I had Kayleigh McEnany coming on after your show Sunday and that you were kind of very critical of her for cracking down and telling the press what questions to ask because they just refused to ask any questions outside their own political agenda. I'll let you say it. You were critical of her. Why?
Well, there are two things. One was, and she really has misrepresented it. I don't want to get in a fight with Kayleigh McEnany. I think she's smart as the Dickens, and I think she could be a very effective press secretary, and I think sometimes she is. When the president comes in and he says we need to open churches right away, and if governors won't, I will override them. And the political reporters, specifically the one that she was referring to because he had just asked the question, says, on what is the authority the president has to override governors? Because the best legal minds I've seen, he doesn't have the authority to override governors and say open churches. And instead of just answering, and she didn't answer what his authority was because there wasn't any, and instead she said, it's odd being in a room with so many people who don't want to see churches open. So she was questioning their religious faith. They weren't asking about that. They were asking about what is his authority legal authority to override governors, and I think that's over the line myself. I think, you know, it's one thing to defend the president, it's one thing to advance his agenda, but to start questioning whether reporters, what their faith is, look, if a Democratic president and a Democratic press secretary did it, I would be, calling a flag on that one, too.
But did you see her mic drop moment, I guess, for lack of a better term, where she said, here's some of the questions you just refused to ask? You didn't like that either, right? You said if you and Sam Donaldson were in the press room, you'd be insulted.
Here's the interesting thing. I got a lot of blowback, but the blowback was less about what I said and more about the press corps. And what they said was, and there's some truth to this. I think there's some legitimacy to this. They said, you know, back in the days of Reagan, when, and Lord knows I could be obnoxious and Sam Donaldson could be even more obnoxious, that we were trying to get facts. We weren't sitting there arguing and advocating against the president. And as you know, I've been on the record as saying that while I don't like what the president does to the press and saying that we're the enemy of the people and fake news and all of that, that I do think a lot of our colleagues in the press have gone too far and become advocates. Yep. And, you know, I've called this out. I've made speeches to free press groups where at the museum included, where I said, I think reporters cross the line and become advocates and players on the field instead of just trying to seek the answers. So to that degree, I don't think it excuses what Kayleigh McEnany did, but I understand the argument by a lot of people who watch these press briefings that reporters aren't even-handed in just seeking the facts.
Now, it's going to be your call. I'm going to make you producer for a second. Do you want to hear what Kayleigh said about you?
I know she answered, but did she actually say something about me?
She didn't name you specifically, but you want to hear my question and answer?
Sure. Why not?
Chris Wallace said on Sunday, quote, let me just say, Sam Donaldson and me in the Reagan White House, we were pretty tough on White House press secretaries. We never had our religious beliefs questioned or lectured to what we ask. I would have been pretty tough if I was there and heard that. Were you questioning the religious belief of the press?
No, I never question the religious beliefs of the press. Many of our journalists are great men and women of faith and differing faiths, whether it be the Jewish faith, the Christian faith, the Muslim faith. What I was saying was I was asked 11 questions as to why churches would be allowed to reopen. It was a bit peculiar to be asked these 11 questions in a row and for the onus and the focus solely to be on why churches are essential. I've never been asked why a liquor store was essential.
All right, here's my response to that, okay?
Okay.
That is not true. If you look, and I didn't look at all 11 questions, but if you look at the specific question that she was asked, the one immediately before she said, I find it odd that I'm in a room with people who don't want churches to reopen. It had nothing to do with churches reopening. It had to do with under what authority can the president override governors. And that was the specific thing. And I thought... That she took it in a different line, and she didn't fess up to it when she answered your question. I'm a little disappointed in you that you didn't say, hey, that wasn't the question that was asked.
How smart was I? I'm so proud of myself from reading instead of paraphrasing, because if I paraphrased one word wrong, you would have killed me. I'm so proud of myself for reading you exactly what you said. So
no, you
I can't give myself
you,
enough credit.
You
this,
did.
Yeah.
I will say, I was watching when this went down, and I thought to myself... I know people are going to find this odd. I don't want to get in fights. I really don't. I mean, you know, you can argue whether I should have taken on Kayleigh McEnany or not. And then I hear you and I think, oh, my God, she's going to attack me now. And then I'm going to get you know, because you get blasted on Twitter. I don't know. You push back sometimes on the president and this White House.
Yeah, I do.
And I'm sure you get blasted. Do you like that, or do you sit there and go, oh, gosh, I wish I hadn't even done this?
Well, the president constantly goes up to me and goes, kill me, you're a 6. He goes, sometimes you're with me, sometimes you're against me. I'll give you a 6.2. And he, like, I think he does not mind. I don't think he's happy about it, but I think he knows I can't possibly agree on everything he says. And I got a chance to know him. Paul, when you get a chance to know somebody, like John F. Kennedy was sitting there with the Washington Post editor, I forgot his name, the legend.
Ben Bradley.
Ben Bradley before he was president. I'm sure Ben Bradley was pulling for JFK while still doing some critical things on him. I'm not saying I'm Ben Bradley, and I'm not saying he's JFK, but I'm saying I did know him in a friendly way first, but I can't agree with all he does. But unfortunately,
you're not answering my question. When you get blasted, not by the president, but by, you know, viewers, how do you feel?
It's
about
okay.
It?
I'm used to it. Most people, 9 out of every 10 things written about me is negative. So I'm surprised when a positive thing comes out, actually. Even
if I were you, I'd be surprised when something positive comes out, too.
Chris Wallace, thank you so much.
Can I just say one last quick thing? I know you're on a hard break and all that. I don't even believe there's such a thing as a hard break. I think it's just the way to get us off. So you end the show. I'm watching Fox and Friends. You said, and we're going to have this person and Chris Wallace, who only works one day a week. Now, take it back. I'm just Thursday. I'm working.
I take it back.
Okay.
Back in a moment.
All right.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
9, 10.
Honey, you have really been making the most of being at home. I haven't seen you work out this hard in years.
I feel great. And honestly, taking NuGenix makes a huge difference for me.
NuGenix. That's the testosterone booster that has the TV ads with Frank the Big Herb Thomas, right?
Yeah, this is an amazing product. The patented ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass. NuGenix is a great way to boost lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Well, you are looking good and have been quite the tiger lately, too. NuGenix is definitely working for you and for me.
Yeah, and all I had to do was send them a text to get my complimentary bottle. Text BEATS to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of NuGenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. NuGenix samples are not available in stores, so text BEATS to 42424 right now. Text BEAT to 42424. That's BEAT to 42424.
You remember when your mom and dad talked about the importance of having term life insurance? I mean, it felt really good knowing the family would have money after something happened. How do you think they felt? They worked their entire life without truly getting the benefit of having term life insurance? MyTermLifeGuy.com. MyTermLifeGuy.com. You don't have to die to receive the benefits. A $1 million policy for a healthy male, non-smoker, below $35 a month. MyTermLifeGuy.com.
Sponsored by Gold Coast Insurance Group.
Protect those you care about from COVID-19 for as little as $3 a day with the FDA-registered KN95 mask, which is available for the first time to the general public. Unlike homemade or cotton masks, the KN95 is an engineered non-medical mask that is designed to keep you safe. Available for immediate shipment, healthcare, first responders, and businesses receive special discounts. The protection you need as America reopens over the coming months. Visit MidwestPPE.com. Order today.
This is Fox on Justice. McDonald's is accused of being a public nuisance. That's the legal strategy behind a class action lawsuit filed by McDonald's workers in Chicago. They claim the restaurant chain isn't doing enough to protect workers from the coronavirus. For instance, the workers want an ample supply of clean face masks. But in their lawsuit, they're not asking for money damages for sick workers. Instead, they argue McDonald's is putting workers and the general public at risk, and therefore McDonald's is creating a public nuisance. That strategy has been used in the past to shut down strip clubs in New York City. But a similar attempt by workers at a Missouri meatpacking plant failed. A judge said it's up to the Federal Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, to enforce workplace safety. In this case, McDonald's disputes the claims made by the workers, and business groups allege this is just one of a series of nuisance lawsuits that are arising from the pandemic. With Fox on Justice, Hank Weinblum, Fox News.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
Is the coronavirus predicted in the Bible? Is it a sign the end is near? Biblical scholar Dr. Mark Hitchcock.
I think the coronavirus today is a foreshadow. It's a frightening foreshadow of what's coming.
It's not as ominous as it sounds. Hitchcock is a pastor and professor at Dallas Theological Seminary and specializes in end times prophecies. He's written some 30 books on the subject. His latest book, Corona Crisis, Plagues, Pandemics, and the Coming Apocalypse, explains that while Jesus said there would be many natural upheavals prior to his returning, there's no definitive timetable. So a coronavirus could be just one of many signs along the road to our final destination. But it doesn't mean we can totally relax.
I think we can say at a minimum, this is a wake-up call to people of how fragile and fleeting life is, and that we need a refuge beyond ourselves.
To hear more, go to Lighthouse Faith Podcast at foxnews.com. For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
On January 19th, 1989, President Ronald Reagan bid farewell to Americans in his last address as president.
I've spoken of a shining city all my political life, but I don't know if I ever quite communicated what I saw when I said it. But in my mind, it was a tall, proud city built on rocks stronger than oceans, windswept, God-blessed, and teeming with people of all kinds, living in harmony and peace. A city with pre-ports that hummed with commerce and creativity. And if there had to be city walls, the walls had doors, and the doors were open to anyone with the will and the heart to get here. That's how I saw it. And see it still.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Busy, he'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Welcome back, everyone. Brian Kilmeade Show, 1-866-408-7669. I appreciate all the emails I get. I'm going to try to get to some of them. In fact, here's one of them. This is from Susie. She says, what's up? If you die in a hospital, they put you down and your birth certificate adds the virus. She believes they're over doing it. I know the answer. The hospitals get $390,000 for every person that dies in a hospital. If you say no, they will still put you down on your death certificate as the virus. Is there any honest people left? I think not. Thanks so much for listening. That is Susie Cruz. No, I appreciate it, Susie. That's fine. We have some phone calls, too, but we don't have much time to get to them, unfortunately. The other thing that I want to discuss, just around the bend, I'm going to discuss with Will Hurd, is his Twitter situation. The President of the United States, as you know, they put some attachments on one of his tweets showing a counterargument to what he's saying. And now today, as early as today within our show, there's going to be an executive order that's going to be possibly removing the protections that social media like Twitter was getting from possible lawsuits because they were a host that allowed people a forum. Now they're commenting. And then they should be possibly held to the same standard as newspapers. Don't you think? I think so. They shadow ban you. Why don't you have legal ramifications? If they decide to delete your tweets and you think they're wrong, why can't you legally go after them? Just like if it was a newspaper, TV, or radio. I'm Brian Kilmeade. When we come back, Will Hurd will be with us, and then we'll take your calls. Brian Kilmeade Show, 1-866-408-7669.
This is the moment when America comes together.
And Fox News Channel is with you every step of the way.
There are so many uplifting stories, people helping each other.
America's best shine brightest when needed the most.
The spirit of generosity has been enormous.
We took an oath to be here for the public, so we're not going anywhere.
We are resilient. Thanks to her citizens, the America we know will come out of this stronger than ever before.
America Together, on air and online, only Fox News Channel. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Download and listen to Living the Bream, hosted by Fox News Channel's Shannon Bream.
Dr. Steve Weinberg.
We're hoping a couple of things, and it'll work in this case. If the coronavirus that we're dealing with now doesn't mutate tremendously between now and the fall, and so the one we're making a vaccine against is still effective in the fall, we'll have a vaccine.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcast.com. America's listening to Fox News.
This is the moment when America comes together.
And Fox News Channel is with you every step of the way.
There are so many uplifting stories, people helping each other.
America's best shine brightest
when needed the most.
The spirit of generosity has been enormous.
We took an oath to be here for the public, so we're not going anywhere.
We are resilient. Thanks to her citizens, the America we know will come out of this stronger than ever.
America Together, on air and online, only Fox News Channel. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, download and listen to The One with Craig Gutfeld.
On Fox Nation, it's Tyrus.
I carry a mask. I go places with a mask, but I don't shame people for not wearing a mask. And I'm seeing what originally was supposed to be for health is turning into a political divide. We're now using the mask is now a political statement, and that to me is really sad.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. America's listening to Fox News.
This is the moment when America comes together.
And Fox News Channel is with you every step of the way.
There are so many uplifting stories, people helping each other.
America's best shine brightest when needed the most.
The spirit of generosity has been enormous.
We took an oath to be here for the public, so we're not going anywhere.
We are resilient. Thanks to her citizens, the America we know will come out of this stronger than ever.
America Together, on air and online, only Fox News Channel. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, Getting Schooled with Abby Hornacek.
Judge Napolitano, when you talk about FISA and FISA court, what does it mean for everyday Americans?
Every keystroke you touch on your mobile device or your desktop is captured by the federal government. Even if you think you've deleted or erased or corrected something, they still have it.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Class dismissed.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind, 1973.
I will not place the blame on subordinates, on people whose zeal exceeded their judgment, and who may have done wrong in a cause they deeply believe to be right.
I'm getting out of baseball because I don't feel that when I go on the field, I want to give 100%. And the people of America should look at a guy like myself that loves the game of baseball and being on the field and not being able to produce.
But it was the unanimous judgment of my advisors that resignation would carry a presumption of guilt sufficient to prevent a defense on the merits. And I'm afraid that what I've been hearing and seeing and reading persuades me that they were right.
People have got to know whether or not their president's a crook. Well, I'm not a crook. I've earned everything I've got.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Companies offering free stuff to essential workers makes today's Dean's List. Many corporations recognize that nurses, doctors, and other hospital staff like custodians are heroes, and that the risks they take and the sacrifices they make need to be rewarded. Crocs is giving away 10,000 pairs of shoes every day to these heroes. Participating Mazda dealers are also offering free oil changes and other standard care services. Samsung is offering free repairs on Samsung phones, including battery replacements and cracked screen repair. H&R Block is offering Tax Pro Go, their expert-prepared virtual tax service, absolutely free. First responders, healthcare workers, transit workers can ride Lyft scooters for 30 minutes free of charge in the city of Austin, Los Angeles, Denver, Metro DC, and San Diego. Thanks to all those who are helping our frontline workers. You all made today's Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
And so if you are white and you are watching this, look in your own life. How are you choking off black dignity? Choking off black opportunity? Choking off black people from having an opportunity to thrive? Because it's not just that officer. This is a much deeper problem. How are all of us complicit in this? And how are all of us allowing this to happen? I don't have an answer today. I have not been this upset. I have not seen black people this upset in 20 years, longer. And I'm looking forward to hearing this press conference. I don't know what we're going to do.
That is Van Jones of CNN coming in, obviously very upset at watching the incident with George Lloyd and how he lost his life. We don't know the details, but I think we've seen enough. And I think the president's almost there. He knows he can't come out and say X, Y, Z because you have due process. You are a powerful person at the president. But when you got people that's weighing in and saying, listen, what else do you need to see? If there's any, Trey Gowdy just came out and said, it was, if you weren't wearing a uniform, that guy goes to jail. So joining us now to give his perspective on this, not only that, politically how this played out and the riots that ensued. He's seen it all. He's been in Washington. He's been in New York for it, too. Yesterday in New York City, 70 people arrested in demonstrations. Welcome back to the show, Hal Ford Jr., former congressman from Tennessee. Welcome back, Congressman.
Brian, thanks for having me.
Challenging time. When I watched over the last three nights, I just sit there and say, how is this helping? I understand anger, but burning down a city and destroying more property, I don't understand it playing out that way. I'm wondering if there's grieving and there's anger and then there's a part of this that is just opportunistic. I don't know how you view it.
So when something bad happens to any of us, there's generally a structure, whether you're a child, you're a parent, you're a worker, you're an owner. There's certain structures and there are protocols that you follow, knowing that somehow or another the wrong will be righted. You know, you have a group of people, and unfortunately, it seems to happen more so to black men in this country, where the power and legal structures don't offer people the redress and the right that people believe that whatever your race may be, that a right is wrong, or I should say a wrong is righted. So you have a group of black men, and we see almost like every week, it seems like we see something where, or a police officer, it's not every week, and I'm a supporter of police officers. I'm a donor to organizations that support first responders. So I come at this and from the standpoint that I get where these protesters are coming from. I understand this pain because you don't have to be black to understand the pain of not being able to trust the system to actually work out a problem. Here's a black man that was pulled over for allegedly forging a check. At least that's what some of the reporting suggests, and all of this could be wrong. And what I don't understand is even if he forged 100 checks, he seemed to, in the video, to submit it to the police officers. And then the next thing you know, he's killed. Now, this just didn't happen to him. It seems to happen somewhat regularly, which is the tragic thing. To your question, Brian, I don't make any excuses or defend anyone that loots or robs or steals. But I got to tell you, I have never felt that kind of desperation and that kind of pain and that kind of knowing that no one is going to be held accountable, or it doesn't seem like people are held accountable. I think a lot of our ire and a lot of our concern and maybe even frustration and anger for those of us who are watching this, some of it's got to be directed at why are these officers, to what Trey Gowdy said, why has this guy not been arrested? And it's not just him. Unfortunately, we seem to see this often. And I think there's just a frustration that has bubbled over. And again, this is not defending the actions, but I do think those of us watching, not in Minneapolis, and those of us who have not had this happen to us, thank God. I mean, these are, when you don't believe anyone's going to be held accountable for a death, for a wrongful death, I get where people come from. I don't defend it, but I understand it. I think it really calls on us to try to fix it and heal it, as opposed to anything else.
I'm also right about something else. As soon as I saw how nonchalant he was with his hand in his pocket and his knee on George Floyd's neck, I said to myself, I got a sense that this guy's got other problems besides he's not having a bad day. He didn't lose his temper. He seemed like he was at the library. What's the big deal? Like these people who are yelling for George Floyd, he's just answering them, kind of ignoring them. This guy, Derek Chauvin, and it turns out he's got 10 conduct complaints, 3 police shootings he's involved in that led to no disciplinary action over the course of 19 years. The second officer seen in the video has a checkered past that includes all allegations of police brutality and a lawsuit. And they're both together working this beat in broad daylight doing this. And in the reverse picture, when someone was taking video across the street, it turns out that this guy Chauvin didn't even have to put his foot, his knee, on the guy's neck because 2 other people were holding him down. So this is just, it seems, I always got to couch that, just absolutely terrible, untrained, haphazard police work, which resulted in the death of somebody that might have been 100% innocent. I mean, look at his background. The guy's an athlete with two jobs that, like, 40%, like, by 20% of the country lost both of them during the pandemic. So I'm outraged by it. I'm outraged for officers that do the right thing and are now forced to deal with riots 1,500 miles away because of these clowns.
I couldn't agree with you more. My only point, again, I don't believe anyone that thinks we ought to go after all police officers. They, you know, I think they're amongst the most noble public servants in the public space and public life. But we have to, as a society, be willing to say that guys like this shouldn't be police officers. I mean, I wouldn't want a guy like this serving me at my favorite restaurant or favorite fast food chain or teaching my children. And there's certain standards. So I hope, you know, again, I hope in this individual case, these officers are held accountable. But I do think we have to ask a larger question. I mean, this seems to happen more often than it should. And it seems to happen with African-American men. Not that that would make it right if it was happening with anyone else, but it seems to happen with African-American men more than anyone else. And as a father of a son and a daughter, we watched some of this last night on Fox, Brian, my daughter looked at me and said, "Dad, I don't understand." And she's 6 years old. And I just tried to explain to her that, you know, that police officers are not bad people. They're good people. But that guy right there did a very bad thing, and hopefully he's held accountable for it. And I can only hope that good people, whatever uniforms or outfits or costumes or however they dress every day, we all speak up about it. And I'm glad that you have and continue to do so, Brian, because it's the only way we're going to change that.
There's no question, because if you're going to say everything an officer does is wrong or everything is right, it means your statements mean nothing. That means you already dug in regardless of what happened. And you got to call balls and strikes. Even though I got that certain thing of you haven't seen all the video yet, I just don't see any excuse for this behavior. And I wouldn't expect it in Afghanistan when you're suppressing Al-Qaeda, let alone a guy that is accused reportedly of a handing out a phony $20 bill. So we'll see if we can try to get past this. And the other thing is, the other thing going on, which I think is related to this, is the President of the United States got his tweet on this, I guess qualified, for lack of a better term, because he used the term shooting and he used the term thug. Do you think the word thug has a ethnic connotation? Because until this incident, I didn't really think of that as a – I always thought actions, like that guy's – that bouncer is acting like a thug, or I thought it was a behavior. I didn't think it was a race thing. Do you? Am I wrong?
Look, I didn't see the president's tweet, and I've been following kind of from afar this back and forth between he and the Twitter company and all, and I hope to get it all worked out. The word thug, you know, it's a loaded term. I don't when I hear it, I wait to see what as I do with any and everything. I wait to see who the person or what the group or who the group is people are talking about. I'm more interested. Look, I mean, these debates are going to happen in over vernacular, and certainly thug has a connotation. If you talk to police officers, what they may think about it, and be interested to hear what they think if it has a racial component to it. But I know one thing: there was one thug in that video, and he had on a uniform. And there are two other thugs in that video who wore uniforms who did nothing to stop the thug from killing that man. Who appeared to be, he had done what they said he did. I don't understand why he deserved to die. So the three thugs.
We agree. Yeah.
I hope they're held accountable.
We agree on that. And the tweet was, this is the second half of his tweet. These thugs are dishonoring the memory of George Floyd, meaning the rioters were dishonoring the memory of George Floyd. And then I was looking back at the Baltimore, what happened in Baltimore.
I don't agree with the president on that. I differ with him on that.
Okay.
They were criminals.
Here's
those
what President Obama said.
Robbing stores are criminals. Those are criminals breaking into stores. And so people outside protesting and peacefully
are not thugs.
They're not thugs. People stealing things are criminals and thugs. But the guys that killed this young man who happened to be African American, they're thugs and killers.
Yeah, I want to see with President Obama is obviously president. This happens in Baltimore, goes on for days, very similar. Only saw a couple of stores burn where I see so many stores here. They say like over 100. But here's what President Obama said back in April 2015.
The overwhelming majority of the community in Baltimore, I think, have handled this appropriately, expressing real concern and outrage over the possibility that our laws were not applied evenly in the case of Mr. Gray, and that accountability needs to exist. And I think we have to give them credit. My understanding is you've got some of the same organizers now going back into these communities to try to clean up in the aftermath of a handful of protesters, a handful of criminals and thugs who tore up the place.
So I just think that people are using, and the president does makes it easy. They're going, okay, let's focus on the president's tweets when you had another president say it. I don't even remember it, but we end up finding it because we wanted to see what the president said during a similar riot. Does that change anything in your mind?
No, I mean, thugs are thugs. Criminals are criminals and killers are killers. And in my book, killers are worse. I don't defend any of that, but I look at the underlying issue here is that there are groups of people in these communities who believe that the legal and power structures as relates to particularly young black men, that there's no accountability. And when something is wrong, it should be righted.
Yep.
And I think there are a group of people in this country who believe that when things happen with police officers and black men, particularly if they die, that oftentimes those men, those thugs and criminals and killers who commit these heinous acts are not held accountable. And I think we all have to step back and try to, if you live in that community and you're a young black male or you feel threatened and you don't feel there's a place to go to get redress or to have that righted, that's a powerful feeling that is foreign to me. And maybe, I don't know if it's foreign to you, but I can't imagine not having a place to have these matters worked out. And for a guy to get pulled over and be accused of forging a $20 check, and if the camera work was right and if the video is right, he submitted to the officers and he was killed. You and I, but we agree with this. This is no argument here. I'm only making the case that I think we got to put all of this in a much broader perspective and hope we don't ever have this conversation again. And the real hard part of this and tragic part of this is it seems like we have this conversation far more than we should.
Yeah. So this is too broad. I'm going to just – I'm tempted to not say it, but I'd rather say it and cut it short and continue it than not. You know I'm looking at Frederick Douglass and Lincoln and how they worked together to win the Civil War. And then I remember focusing on Reconstruction really for the first time. And a lot of times I read on an iPad, but I have to walk away and just close it because I'm so horrified by the way African-Americans made the transition from slavery to freedom and how someone let them. And the horrible violence in which they suffered and the way they were treated, I'm horrified. And I could see the progress we made along the way. Do you believe this is the last convulsions, isn't it like this, of possible racism? Or do you think it's just continuing?
Well, you know, I think the country obviously has made tremendous strides since the Emancipation Proclamation was signed. I mean, there's still questions around wealth and communities and income inequality and education attainment that we have to deal with. But this issue here, this is a life and death issue. And, police officers, again, I think are amongst the most noble and courageous servants, public servants in the public space. And we have to be committed as a country to not only training people to be right in this space, but ridding ourselves of those whom are not. I mean, it makes no sense as you walk through their records, their conduct records, why they'd still be allowed to carry a gun, let alone be on the street. So this is one really, really ugly and glaring and painful aspect of something, one painful thing that needs to be corrected. But look, I make no bones about it. We had an African-American president, and this country is the most resilient, most dynamic, most ingenious, and the wealthiest nation on the face of the earth. This COVID thing has tested us, will continue to test us, and we're finding that as COVID has unmasked underlying conditions in healthcare and other areas and exacerbated challenges in the country, we still are faced with this ugly scourge of a kind of discrimination that happens on American streets and street corners. And for that matter, even sitting in your car, you may not be safe if you're an African-American male. So this is something that gives me hope, Brian. This is fixable. I mean, this is solvable, and we just, as a nation, have not committed ourselves to solving it. I hope the president, I hope Congress, and I hope governors around the country commit themselves, and mayors around the country commit themselves to doing this, because we shouldn't have this kind of conversation every week or every 2 weeks or every 3 weeks or as often as we're having it.
Yeah, and by the way, on a quick note, and I got to go, but RX Saver is an app-based search engine that helps patients find the lowest prescription drugs. You mentioned about we got to equal the playing field. Go look up RX Saver, Savior, save yourself money today.
I'm chairman of that company. We're proud of the work we're doing, so thank you.
Go get him, Harold Ford. Thanks so much.
Brian, thank you.
Got it. Back in a moment.
This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, you probably have heard hundreds of the Balance of Nature success stories that are played on the radio every day, each hour sometimes. And I want to tell you that not one of these guys are actors, these ladies are actors in their ads. They are real people who have real results, and they receive tens of thousands of success stories each year. So they share them. Their secret to real success is using real food. You can see and smell and taste the difference in the products compared to others. All their ingredients are simply fruits and vegetables. It is that simple. You know what else is great about Balance of Nature? Sometimes I'm in too much of a rush to eat great. Sometimes you don't feel like defrosting some vegetables. When you order, sometimes you forget to order some fruits and vegetables if you're having things delivered to your house. So that's why Balance of Nature is my answer. Don't wait to see what your daily recommended servings of fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code Brian, B-R-I-A-N.
Protect those you care about from COVID-19 for as little as $3 a day with the FDA-registered KN95 mask, which is available for the first time to the general public. Unlike homemade or cotton masks, the KN95 is an engineered non-medical mask that is designed to keep you safe. Available for immediate shipment, healthcare, first responders, and businesses receive special discounts. The protection you need as America reopens over the coming months. Visit MidwestPPE.com. Order today.
You looking for a positive? I've got it. Use your life insurance while you're living. MyTermLifeGuy.com. Look, with everything that we've been through, don't just think about your family. You got to think about you. Term life insurance. Get one that lets you use it while you're living. MyTermLifeGuy.com. It's that simple. MyTermLifeGuy.com. A $1 million policy for a healthy male non-smoker below $35 a month. MyTermLifeGuy.com.
Sponsored by Gold Coast Insurance Group.
This is the moment when America comes together.
And Fox News Channel is with you every step of the way.
There are so many uplifting stories, people helping each other.
America's best shine brightest when needed the most.
The spirit of generosity has been enormous.
We took an oath to be here for the public, so we're not going anywhere.
We are resilient. Thanks to her citizens, the America we know will come out of this stronger than ever before.
America together, on air and online. Only Fox News Channel. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, it's the Fox News Rundown, a deeper dive into the major and controversial stories, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day. You'll hear a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else, going far beyond the headlines.
You know, I want people to know the truth. Nobody owns me. I'm going to do my job the same way, no matter who I work for.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. America's listening to Fox News.
This is the moment when America comes together.
And Fox News Channel is with you every step of the way.
There are so many uplifting stories, people helping each other.
America's best shine brightest when needed the most.
The spirit of generosity has been enormous.
We took an oath to be here for the public, so we're not going anywhere.
We are resilient. Thanks to her citizens, the America we know will come out of this stronger than ever before.
America together, on air and online.
Only Fox News Channel. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Download and listen to The One with Craig Gutfeld.
On Fox Nation, it's Tyrus.
I carry a mask. I go places with a mask. But I don't shame people for not wearing a mask. And I'm seeing what originally was supposed to be for health is turning into a political divide. We're now using the mask as now a political statement. And that, to me, is really sad.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. America's listening to Fox News. A radio show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, welcome back, everyone. We've got a couple of minutes there. I went a little long with Hal Ford, but he's one of the most level-headed guys, insightful people you can talk to. And personally, I hope he runs for mayor in New York. We're in desperate need for competency. And for him to get along so well with Republicans while being a Democrat, and he was a moderate Democrat, which are almost extinct, just like, in fairness, moderate Republicans. You don't see many people flip-flopping back and forth between issues without getting a lot of derision on both sides. The so-called blue dog Democrats are gone, and the moderate Republicans are gone. But he'd be someone that can deal with both sides. And to tell you the truth, to be mayor of New York, you really don't have to be a Democrat or Republican, because most of your issues have nothing to do with politics. It's policy. The other things about illegal immigrants and the homelessness and things like that, that really cuts on more of a practical line, in my humble opinion, but I'd like to see him do that. Hey, thanks so much for listening to us all week long. Pick up Sam Houston, The Alamo Avengers, now on paperback. Go to BrianKilmeade.com and order it wherever you go. Got new stuff there on, ironically, Abraham Lincoln and Sam Houston, Civil War. And keep it here. And stay safe, everybody.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
9, 10.
Honey, you have really been making the most of being at home. I haven't seen you work out this hard in years.
I feel great. And honestly, taking NuGenix makes a huge difference for me.
NuGenix. That's the testosterone booster that has the TV ads with Frank the Big Hurt Thomas, right?
Yeah, this is an amazing product. The patented ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass. NuGenix is a great way to boost lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Well, you are looking good and have been quite the tiger lately, too. NuGenix is definitely working for you and for me.
Yeah, and all I had to do was send them a text to get my complimentary bottle. Text BEAT to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of NuGenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. NuGenix samples are not available in stores, so text BEAT to 42424 right now. Text BEAT to 42424. That's BEAT to 42424.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
No other player in history of baseball affected how the game was played more than Babe Ruth. He changed the game from an inside game of scratching for one or two runs to a game of power. His career included 714 home runs. He retired from the game and was elected to the first class in the new Baseball Hall of Fame. With all that, the Babe still wished for more.
I've had three ambitions in my life. One was this. Never played 20 years, and the next one was to be in 10 World Series. I succeeded in one last year, making my 10th World Series. And next year gives me the opportunity to play in 20 years. And if I had 46 home runs, I'll have my 700 home runs, and I'll sure be satisfied with everything.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.